up and win again and again. Now comes game day. Let's hit the field.
Let's go!
Welcome to Spoofhound Football.
Good evening and welcome out to the Hound Pound as we are getting set for Maryville High School football. The first round of the state playoffs starting tonight. Maryville meeting up with Lafayette, a rematch from week 9 of the regular season. Maryville came away with a 42-0 win in St. Joseph. Tonight's matchup here in Maryville. Alongside Philip Porn, I'm Matt Tritton. Caitlin Miller running things for us back in the KXCV KRNW studios. And Philip, you hate to use last week as an indicator for what we're going to see tonight, but you can kind of tell just a very strong Maryville squad, a lot of momentum coming off last week's win and now trying to keep that rolling as we get the playoffs going.
Yeah, I guess you look at tonight's playoff game. We talked last week, Maryville had such a good chance of getting that first round bye. Looking at district play, Richmond ends up with just enough points to squeak above Maryville. I think if you look at the positive, you say, okay, Maryville's settling in on a couple of quarterbacks. Jackson Dredge, the sophomore, he's getting the start again here tonight. Had a great night last week against this Lafayette team. I look at it as opportunity. You're playing a home game tonight. You hope to get that W, keep things rolling, host another home game next week, get that W, see what happens down the road, maybe even get a host district. But all that means is more opportunities, more reps for your quarterbacks, whether it's Jackson Dredge or Will Schill, to get the ball down the field and start looking to see what you can do with that passing game, because it was just a couple weeks ago, Maryville coming off a loss to Luther North goes right back and gets beat by Savannah because Savannah was able to stop the run and we were unable to pass the ball. So last week we saw a little bit more of that air raid action when Cole Zarbano was able to get back in the game. We hadn't seen him for a couple halves of football, so he was able to get back in the game, get the ball down the field. We'll see how that plays out here tonight. Got to find some more receivers, get a couple of young guys maybe comfortable catching that ball out of Jackson Dredge's hands or Will Shield's hand. But if we can get that passing game to match that running game and get that intensity to kind of level out, Maryville's going to be a tough out.
Dredge last week, 6 of 10 passing, 82 yards and a touchdown, that 55-yarder to Cole Zarbano that Phillip mentioned there. Maryville's coming into this matchup 5-4 overall. They went 4-2 in conference play. Meanwhile, Lafayette, it has been a difficult season in year number 2 under Nathan Doherty. They're 2-7 overall, 3-16 under Coach Doherty. I think you're right. This is a chance to continue to get healthier, get some young guys some action, continue to build that confidence with a tough playoff road ahead. But it seemed like before we went on, you might have had a couple beefs with the Misha standings.
All right, so no one can understand how the district kind of shakes out. You've got Richmond sitting at the top of our district. They're number one. They've got more wins. Some of those wins come against Class 2 teams. Maryville has done nothing but challenge themselves, and they have gone up against Class 4 and Class 5 teams. And look at it from this perspective. We went and beat Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill is the number one seed in their district in Class 4. We go and play Luther North. Luther North last week knocks off number one Class 5 ranked Cardinal Ritter. They're number one in their Class 4 district. Number three, Savannah, Class 4 in their district. In the Class 5, St. Pius is number two in their district. So you look at how all of this shakes out, and it reminds me of back in the day, the BCS, take the letter away in the middle, and you go, what is happening here? That's what this feels like.
The CS?
Either of those letters, you choose.
Okay, I'm just trying to get this in my mind. Which?
All I'm saying is Maryville's a darn good football team. They're 5-4. They have a chance to rip through this district. Can't put the cart before the horse. Maryville's got a good chance to match up down the road again with Mighty Blair Oaks.
That would come down the line in the state semifinals, if I am correct, as we look at this bracket. But we'll kind of see how things shake out again. Got to get a win tonight and continue moving on. Next week, you'd be likely to run into Chillicothe right back here at home. And then, of course, a couple weeks from now, potentially district championship at Richmond. Again, we'll see how it plays out. They'd have to go through likely an MEC team before we reach that point. So a lot to be played, a lot to shake out, but we'll see what happens as Maryville getting set to take on Lafayette here this evening. And again, this is a Maryville football team that limited Lafayette to 55 total yards a week ago, 38 of those on the ground, 17 through the air. So it's not been a high-powered offensive attack so far this season for Lafayette. They had some struggles against Maryville, and you saw a very stout defense for the Hounds get things done.
Well, and we've got a spotter up here with us tonight. Nate Blackford was up here, and we were just kind of watching Lafayette walk off the field. They've got some dudes. And Johnny D was telling us, because he's got insider information all the time. Johnny D, a great job covering our student athletes. But he's like, hey, you see number 74? Hey, you see number? St. Pius was trying to recruit those guys. Now, I don't know if Johnny D knows. Maybe he's a little Italian. Maybe he's got some inside information. Maybe he's Catholic. Whatever the case may be, he is giving us insider information to tell us that they've got some dudes that can play football. But Maryville was able to shut them down last week. And you look at a guy like Elias Chapin, 17 rushes, 174 yards a couple weeks ago against Chillicothe. Maryville just doesn't let these guys get started. I think that's going to be the case again tonight. You had a great interview with a young man, Gavin McAtee, this morning, and he kind of let it out to say, hey, we're fired up. We're doing the right things in practice. We're looking for a good night tonight.
Looking forward to this one, Maryville and Lafayette, as we get Class 3 District 8 action underway. Still a lot more to come here in pregame, including an interview with head coach Matt Webb. But first, we'll take a break and hear from KQ2's Chris Roush. That's next here on Spoofound Pregame.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandVilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Playoffs start tonight for high school football around the state of Missouri. We're talking now with KQ2 News Director Chris Roush. Chris, we've got a 2-7 matchup here in Class 3 District 8. Maryville and Lafayette, a rematch there from Week 9. You know, we look at the standings, the point totals that take into account strength of schedule, wins, losses, all that stuff. Maryville just less than half a point from that number one seed, which is held by Richmond. We've seen the Spoofhounds a lot. We're in the area. There's some bias there. But I just wonder if Richmond has actually played a schedule that you kind of look at and say, yeah, they can hang with not only just Maryville, but the MEC teams as a whole.
Now, Matt, are you trying to say there's some issues with how districts are put together? Because if you are, I agree.
I feel like you're trying to bait me into saying something about Nisha, which I'm not going to. I'm just unsure about the district rankings here.
I don't think it's saying anything about Nisha. I think it's more saying how districts are kind of put together at the same time. Because I get why they are the way they are. But at the same time, it's not always the best team getting the top seed based off these point projections, these point totals. It's kind of like we look at regionalization in college sports as well, or maybe not the top teams are getting these buys in these early round more favorable matchups. It's just part of it. But at the same time, it's what we've got to deal with. I'm not a fan of every team getting into the postseason in high school football. I get why it's done, But at the same time, the old way of having districts be the end of the regular season and the top two move on was my favorite way of doing it back, gosh, 15 years ago now at this point. But I understand why it's the way it is, but there is some way that I think it could be improved with when it comes to high school football in the postseason.
Well, and just to break it down a little bit further even and just to voice another complaint, we think about just kind of the way it looks in some areas. And then let's take a look at Class 3, District 3. St. Charles West is the number one seed with a 3-6 record. Wright City's the 2 seed at 4-5. And those are the only two teams that are even remotely close to 500 in that district. I know it's kind of based on where you're at, and that's just how the chips fell. But, man, that is – there are some districts out there, especially in Class 3, that just do not look very good on paper. And Class 3, District 3 is at the top.
I think you had that at, you know, even the Class 1 level, too. Now, Class 1 is they've changed how Class 1 looks in the recent years, right, because they want to keep teams at 11-man football. They don't want to have so many teams keep, you know, changing, whether they're going to 8-man football because of the numbers or anything like that. But Class 1 is the smallest schools in the state at this point, and they don't have full districts either. Some of them are, you know, they have 7, 8, 9 teams in them at times, and there's only 4 districts in Class 1, and they're all sitting here, as I'm looking it up, they've all got 9 to 10 teams in each one of them. So, again, I understand why things are put up the way they are, but maybe there's a different way to go about it. I don't know. That's just me. There should be a way to do it, but I understand travel, I understand cost, I understand all of it, but that's my little gripe session, as we have every year when we get to the postseason for football.
Well, let's go ahead and just look at what we've got coming up tonight here in Maryville. The Spoofhounds taking on the Fighting Irish. Second straight week that we're getting that matchup. You know, we saw early on a big stop for Lafayette. They moved the football a couple times, picked up a couple first downs. But, boy, it felt like once that first domino fell, the Spoofhounds were in control, and Lafayette just couldn't steer things back the other way. And, of course, it's the end to a long season there for Coach Doherty and company, trying to build something, but still an uphill climb.
Yeah, you know, I was there for the whole first quarter of that one last week, Matt, and it was 7-0. I was like, okay, Lafayette, you know, defensively doing okay. They had, you know, a couple of big plays like you mentioned, but walking to the parking lot, I heard the crowd roar, and then not a couple seconds later getting in the car listening to you guys on the radio for the game, it was 21-0 just like that. And we've seen that happen to Lafayette at times. They'll make some big plays, they'll have some good stands, but then they'll give up a big play or two, and then it just kind of snowballs into a deficit like they were last week against Maryville. Now, Maryville's the better team on paper, and like we saw last week, too. Lafayette, I think for them, the big thing is keep taking those steps in the right direction. They have playmakers. They have some young guys that can play football. They're rebuilding. They're trying to get the guys who want to be out there playing football, and they're trying to get the guys who want to buy in the right way. You're going to take some, you know, bumps and bruises along the way when you're doing that, but you are starting to see them grow this season despite, you know, the 2-7 record.
Another one looking out with an area team, Class 4, District 8. Savannah had a great regular season. They're the 3 seed there in C4D8. How do you think they hold up with, you know, you get through this week, probably Smithville next week, and then potentially looming down the line, district championship with Kearney?
You talk about a brutal district. That's one of the more the brutal districts I've kind of seen looking around here, too. Kearney, the 1 seed, they are very dominant this year. They are, you know, the 1 seed for a reason. Savannah got a Southeast team, though, let's face it, they're not very good this year. They've struggled. They just haven't been very good. They're scoring about 8 points a game. They're averaging, giving up about 48 or so points a game. They just haven't been good this year. It's Savannah. They'll win this week. Then, like you said, they go into probably a Smithville team that's been really good this year as well. They're 7-2, but man, this Class 4 District 8, that's a good district right there. That it's hard to get through Class 4 District 8. We saw it at Lafayette for years too, when it was Lafayette and Excelsior Springs there for a little while in Class 4 District 8. So it's always this district or this type of teams in this area that it's hard to get through because there's so many good teams in this kind of this North Kansas City, St. Joe, Platte County, Buchanan County area.
It'll be fun to watch starting off the postseason here tonight throughout the area. Chris, thanks so much for the time. Have a great broadcast tonight on Football Tonight.
You too. Well, you know, you do it on the radio. I'll do it on Football Tonight. But you saw yourself on the TV last week, right?
I did. Thank you for that, Chris.
You're welcome. I want you guys to get some FaceTime too, because of all the work you guys do, making sure you guys' faces aren't on, you know, scene throughout the broadcast.
I don't need that, but I think Philip Porin does, and so we appreciate
that. I think
that.
Philip enjoyed it a lot. He waved, and he got a big smile on his face.
For sure. Well, we always look forward to seeing you. We'll see your buddy Caleb Wells out there shooting highlights for KQ2. You can catch Football Tonight every Friday night there on Channel 2. We'll take a break and be back with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information, in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
The playoffs start tonight here in Maryville. The Spoofhounds taking on the Lafayette Fighting Irish, a rematch of Week 9. Maryville won that one 42-0. We've got the head coach of the Spoofhounds, Matt Webb, with us. Coach, kind of like seeing new teams, fresh faces, and some different things like that, but obviously, this is what the bracket put out there, and a team that you played well against last week.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, people talk about a familiar opponent. Well, this is really familiar when you just played them, 7 days ago. So it's a little bit different circumstance. We've never gone through this, and, it's kind of unique. But the guys have had a great week of practice and had really good focus and good energy and excited to play.
To start things off, going into the playoffs, you start basically a new season tonight. Other than quarterback, which we saw Matthew go down back homecoming weeks ago, health-wise, how's this team holding up right now? How's everybody feel?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, it's like I said, we've had our list of injuries this year, and kind of just like every team does. But, through that, we've had other guys kind of step up and develop some depth. You know, we spent a few weeks without Lucas Viertaller there and, got some good depth. Developed there with Xander Brown and Cade Watkins, and now those guys are seasoned, you know, when it comes playoff time, and to be able to get some good rotation in and get some good snaps and watch their development. But it makes this year's team better at that, and that's just a couple examples. When you think of getting Keenan Creason back tonight, that he's been out a couple weeks, so the injury bug's kind of hit us, and to be able to kind of weather that and get ourselves as healthy as we can for a playoff run is going to be big.
Good win last week. The team feeling good and spirits high heading into this one. Talk about getting Cannon back. Even without him last week, still some huge holes for Sadler and Gavin to run through, and it feels like this running game's really picking up steam.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, we talk every week about it starts up front, but those backs certainly, one of the things that I think is very impressive about all of them is we've got a multitude of backs that run physical. You very rarely all season have seen them not fall forward on their runs. And then we talk about the value of what 1 yard means and, you know, the difference in, you know, third and two compared to third and four, third and five, always finishing forward. And those guys really listen to that. And it's been, you know, very positive for us this season. And we can hope to continue to develop that tonight and through the playoffs.
For Lafayette, not a huge passing game. It seems like a lot of that offense is going to go through Crab and Chapin in the backfield, but they've got some speed, Crab a little bit more between the tackles and a chance to come out and have to play physical again tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a good job in their run game last week. They showed us some different looks last week than what we had expected from them, and our defense did a good job with our run fits and not letting them out and on those big runs, you know, and not allowing explosive plays, I think, has kind of been the recipe for us defensively this year. And, you know, make teams kind of execute themselves all the way down the field is hard to do. And we did a good job of that last week. I'm not sure what their game plan, if it'll be similar tonight or if they'll change it up. But, you know, we've got a good scheme that kind of handles most of it. We'll just have to kind of see what they're doing and make adjustments and go from there. But stop the run, and that gives us an opportunity to rush the passer. You know, and we did a good job of that last week. And if we can get some opportunities for some long yardage, that opens up our pass rush.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb will be back with the starters here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics and Maryville High School. Warn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance, the annual election period for Medicare beneficiaries is open from now through December 7th. Agent Caleb Wells can offer guidance and answer questions for customers exploring Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplements, or prescription drug plans. Additional information at hlcinsurance.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoof Hound Football.
Welcome back out to the Hound Pound. Maryville getting set to take on the Lafayette Fighting Irish for the second time in 2 weeks. This is the first round of the Class 3 District 8 tournament with Philip Porin and Caroline Porin. Our sideline reporter, I'm Matt Tritton. Philip, take us through the starters tonight for the Hounds.
All right, let's start with the flag bearer tonight. It was Cole Zarbano wearing number 9 in those nice green tops and green bottoms. Helmets are just stellar. Kind of a matte finish with Spoof Hound on the side. Maryville looking good as always. Cole leading out the crew. Let's talk seniors tonight and get those guys recognized first. That offensive line, senior Lucas Viertaler, Brandon Wilmus, tight end senior Major Scarborough, running back is senior Gavin McAtee. Helping those guys out on the offensive line, Cannon Scarborough, Phoenix Phillips, and Mace McKim. Your other running backs tonight are junior Sadler View, junior Brody Shepard, and at wideout tonight will be Cole Zarbano, and we'll see some Brett Long out there as well. Slinging the rock tonight, quarterback sophomore Jackson Dredge had a big week, as you mentioned last week. You talked about that a little bit in pregame. Had a 55-yard bomb to Cole Zarbano in that game. try to get those guys going. On the defensive side of the ball, a lot of familiar names. Defensive line, Lucas Viertaler, Phoenix Phillips, Mace McKim, Major Scarborough. Your linebackers, Gus McCullough, Sadler View, Weston Talley. And your defensive backs are Zach Voss, Ben Jaster, Brody Shepherd, and Brett Long. And your captains tonight, Brandon Wilmus, Major Scarborough, and Lucas Viertaler. And there's your starters tonight for Maryville, Lafayette, this time, playoffs.
You're listening to Maryville Football here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Let's bring in the third member of our crew, Caroline Porin. Caroline, we've had terrific weather throughout the football season, a little bit warm at times, but this feels a little bit more traditional there on the field. Take us through it.
Yeah, definitely more of that fall weather. Tonight it is looking to be around 50 to 53 degrees. However, there's a slight wind that is making it feel closer to 45 to 50. So honestly, perfect weather for football tonight, and we're hoping for some good conditions and good football.
Caroline, I've got a quick question for you. Looking out at the field, a lot of the other media guys and gals are wearing stocking caps. Are you going stocking cap or no stocking cap tonight?
No stocking cap.
Oh, going to show who's tough.
But I didn't bring mine. So it all depends if how fast my toes get cold, honestly.
Well, maybe Johnny D would lend you his in case you need it.
That's true.
He's a true gentleman.
Just to be clear, your stocking cap wearing depends on if your toes are cold.
No, my media booth presence will determine if my toes are cold.
Got it. Okay. That is Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter, joining us. Caroline, before we let you go, we're going to take one more break before we get to kickoff. But what's it been like through the halls? They saw Lafayette. They beat him last week and getting that rematch here tonight. Is this one that guys are really getting fired up for this week?
They're definitely getting fired up this week. It's the first week of districts. And, I mean, you would think that some of these guys would have some overconfidence, but I think the coaches have helped them rein that back down and just realize it's another district game. It's going to be a competitive game, and they're going to have to play their best to move on to the next weeks, whether it's this week or in more competitive weeks.
Confident, not cocky, the key tonight in the first round of district play. The coin toss on the way. We'll step aside to be back with your opening kick here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And from Connections Bank, whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoof Hound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoof Hound Nation. Support for today's game also comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
You're listening to Spoof Hound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Welcome back out to the Hound Pound. Lafayette won the opening coin toss. They chose to defer, so Maryville will receive the opening kick as we are set for high school football here from Maryville. Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. It'll be Carson Hageman going back deep for Maryville to return this kickoff. For Lafayette, sit to boot this one away. Fernando Ramirez. A week ago, it was Maryville picking up a win on the north side of St. Joseph, 42-0, and trying to keep that momentum rolling here in the Class 3 District 8 playoffs. Ramirez with the approach, a line drive kick by the right footer. It bounces up. It is taken at the 20-yard line, right down the right hash. A big return here for Maryville out near the 45-yard line. Cole Zarbano with a 25-yard return to start things off. And great field position for Maryville as we get this one underway.
And we talked about this a little bit last week, but it's so much fun to watch Maryville special teams and see a guy like Gus McCauley or all-everything linebacker out there on special teams just starting early to just make his presence felt. And on that kick return, he was banging some folks down, making some holes. Cole Zarbano looking to follow him.
I formation behind Jackson Dredge on first and 10 from the Lafayette 45. Handoff up the middle. Sadler View. He is hit right at the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward and pick up about one. Javante Sims, the senior defensive lineman, makes the tackle for Lafayette. And a one-yard gain for the Hounds.
Sadler View relied on so much over the last couple of weeks of football, running the ball very well. See a little bit of ups and downs. There's times when you pick up a yard, but then that's usually followed by about a 9 or 10 yard gain. And between him and Gavin McAtee, a couple big ones last week, a 30-yard for him as a touchdown run.
They get this. The misdirection goes to Brody Shepard. Right to left, gets out sideline left across the 40-yard line. Great block from Zarbano down the sideline. Makes a man miss at the 20, down to the 10-yard line before he is roped by Carter Bruce. A big-time gain that time for the Hounds.
And that's one of those where we've seen Brody Shepard get really close so many times, able to take that one for a big gainer. Good balance. Stay in bounds. Get a few extra yards. Maryville in great position here early in this ballgame, already in the red zone.
Shepard didn't get a carry last week. Picks up 44 in his first one tonight from the 10-yard line. Handoff, Sadler View going left side. Got a good block. Gets outside. Wrangled down near the 8 or 9-yard line. Tackle made that time. Jake Danner for Lafayette. Pickup of, looks like a couple that time for View.
You got to think that Lafayette watched quite a bit of game tape last week and saw Maryville gashing them for big gainers on first and second down when they were running the football. And a lot of those, again, coming at the hands of Sadler View. So far tonight, they've done a better job of keying in on him and meeting him at the point of attack.
Second and 8 for the Hounds inside the 10. Rolling right is Dredge. His first pass attempt of the night goes to the end zone. Back of the end zone. It is hauled in. Touchdown, Spoof Hounds.
Nice looking pass play that time. Again, we talked last week how important it is. Give Jackson an opportunity on early downs to try and get that ball through the air. And again, that wasn't even a try. That was a pinpoint perfect pass. Only thing you might question is rolling to his right, throwing back over the middle just a little bit, but enough arm strength to whip that in. And I think that was Brody Shepard with the touchdown after that big 44-yard run.
Couple big plays that drive. Phillip mentions the run, then he makes the catch there in the back of the end zone. And for Shepard, his second reception of the season, an 8-yarder. And Maryville goes up 7-0 after the Noah Bellamy PAT. 7-0, not even 90 seconds into the football game. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
7-0 Maryville in front after a very quick scoring drive for the Hounds. 10:32 to play in the first quarter. Pretty efficient there, Phillip.
We talked about where we're going to see some other guys step up from that wide receiver position. So far, the night belongs to Brody Shepard. Again, a 44-yard run, a little bit misdirection. Great job keeping his balance, stay inbounds, get the ball down the field. And then Jackson Dredge, one of those confidence-building throws, rolling to his right, right over the middle. There's Brody Shepard again for a touchdown, 8-yarder. Maryville up 7-0.
The boot here for Sadler View, and running the reverse here is Lafayette. A couple handoffs back near the 15-yard line, breaking tackles out near the numbers left side up the sideline before being driven out of bounds near the 36. The return that time, Owen Hankins for Lafayette. A little trickeration and a decent return, but a heck of a tackle by the kicker.
Did we talk a little bit about some of these seniors playing special teams. So that time, Gavin McAtee and Sadler View out there to make that tackle on special teams. So guys that are giving their all here with just a couple more games down the road in their career. We saw Gus McCullough on kickoff return. That time it was Gavin McAtee on kickoff.
From their own 36-yard line, Xander Klein wants to throw a screen pass right side for Thuston. Thuston gets outside the numbers, drug down after a short gain. Tackle made by McCullough coming over from his linebacker position. A pickup of three on first down.
And Thuston's one of those guys you got to keep a little bit of an eye on. They like to get him the ball in a variety of different ways. Got a little wiggle to him. He can get out there and run. Maryville again last week able to keep him at bay, but he's a good target for this Lafayette Fighting Irish football team.
Martrez Thuston, a couple carries, 9 yards, no receptions last week. Picks up three on first down, a second and seven on the way as the pistol for Klein coming up once again. Tate Crabb is the deep back behind him, and they'll give this one to Crabb, trying to go left. He's wrapped up in the backfield. There's Major Scarborough and a whole host of hounds coming in to make that tackle for loss. That'll be a loss of about 3.5, bringing up a third and long.
And a repeat of last week, Major Scarborough was really dominant from his defensive end position last week, crashing down, had a couple of sacks last week, gets a tackle for loss that time, and I think Lafayette's probably tired of seeing number 35 in their backfield.
Check that, the bad depth perception. Only loss of 2, not 3.5, but still, we'll see a third down and 9 coming up here for Lafayette. 9-10 to play in the first quarter. Hounds already up 7-0. Three receivers left for Klein. Wants the pass. Looking left. Now steps up in the pocket. Gets rid of it across the middle. The catch is made right at the 50. Big tackle put on by Cole Zarbano. But a nice play. Jake Danner, the junior wideout, made the catch.
Just about a second too quick on that throw, because bearing down on him was Lucas Viertaler. Again, a senior defensive end. He's been a stalwart for this Maryville Spoofhound football team for this now his third year, and he was really close from picking up a sack.
Pickup of 12 moves the chains. They'll spot the ball at the Lafayette 49-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right for Klein. Once again, out of the pistol formation. Four down linemen for the Spoofhounds. They fake to give to Thuston. They'll give instead to Crabb. Crabb hit by McCullough at the 49. Spins off that, but then Maryville rallies to the football. Maybe a gain of 1 out to the 50, but not much happening that time for Crabb.
You got to tell your friends that Crabb's a tough guy, because he just took about 4 or 5 great shots from the guys in green, one of those being Gus McCullough, able to stand up for a little while, and then eventually that pack of hounds brings him down.
Crabb carried the ball 14 times last week, only totaled 10. He had some negative carries in there that knocked that down considerably, but he is a guy they want to lean on a lot. Excuse me. Elias Chapin is also one, more of a little bit speed option there at quarterback when he checks in. Haven't seen him in the backfield just yet. But Marriott Lafayette taking their time in the huddle, down to 5 seconds on the play clock. They'll call a timeout with 8:15 to play in the first quarter. Maryville in front, 7-0. We'll step aside, back in 30 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
7-0 Hounds, 8:15 to play here in the first half. And Philip, early on, liking what we're seeing out of this Maryville squad.
I really like the idea that giving Jackson Dredge an opportunity to try to drop back and pass the football. 1-for-1 so far, pretty good stat line. 1 touchdown, 8 yards, that's a Brody Shepherd. Got to hope that that can continue, get that young man some confidence moving into some tougher rounds of these playoffs.
2nd and 9, they will fake to give the Crabb, trying to pass once again as Klein slips away from Phillips, rolling to his left. He's getting pressured, he is hit, and he is dropped in the backfield. Weston Talley, the first one back there, in the sack that time for the Hounds.
Boy, doesn't Weston Talley have some speed. He got back there really quickly on a second down that looked like maybe Lafayette had a little bit of momentum going their way. Weston Talley shuts the door on that play. Tackle for loss again, a sack, in fact, for him. Put that in the stat book. And now Lafayette, 3rd and long, right where Maryville wants him.
Loss of 4 as rolling left was Klein. coming up in that linebacker spot was Tally to make the big play. Now Maryville trying to get off the field here on 3rd and 13. Klein looking right, trying to set up the wide receiver screen. Throws this one high, and it goes incomplete. And then McCullough comes in with a big hit on that one. Owen Hankins couldn't pull that one in. It wasn't going anywhere regardless, and we'll see Lafayette punt this away.
And can I just say, that was trips right that time. So McCullough had to go through three Lafayette guys to be the first one back there. Almost met ball with player that time. Good speed McCullough, good read McCullough, and had he caught that ball, probably would have been even a loss from the point of attack there.
Now, to be fair, if I was one of those guys for Lafayette, I would not have stepped in front of McCullough regardless.
Gus the bus, call him a freight train, whatever you want to call him, just get out of his way.
On to punt this one away. Danner gets it away, a right-footed line drive spiraling punt, hauled in by Hageman around the 25, and he gets wrapped up and brought down after a return of about three that time. A very quick drive the first time around for Maryville. They were sparked by a 25-yard return by Zarbano. Then from the 45, it was about four plays, two of them going to Brody Shepherd, a 44-yard run and an 8-yard reception, and the Hounds went up 7-0.
And just a really a perfect night for football. No wins so far. Got the quarterback thinking maybe tonight's the night I break 100 yards passing. Last week, 95 yards down the field. Wind's not going to be a problem there. See how this drive pans out.
Double handoff. This one goes to Shepherd. Once again, he's got a whole lot of running room. He'll fall forward and pick up 8 yards on first and 10.
Shepherd having himself a bit of a night, but got to give a little credit, too. That time, Major Scarborough big on the defensive end. That time from his tight end position, lead blocking down the field, opening things up so that Shepherd had a little bit easier run the first 5 yards and then made about three more on his own.
This offensive line and tight end opening up big holes here early in this one. Second down and two on the way from the Maryville 37. Back to pass stretch. Looks left. Now will roll to his left. Eyes still downfield. He'll throw this one. Gets it to view around the 47-yard line. Turns upfield down the left sideline. Cuts back toward the middle of the field. And he is wrapped up, brought down by Thuston. But not before a big gainer and a first down for the Hounds.
I'm telling you, if you are in this district and you start seeing a quarterback for Maryville start to get a little bit comfortable like Jackson Dredge just showed right there, boy, I tell you again, Maryville's going to be a tough, tough out. Match that running game with a passing attack, and it could be lights out. That was a great, great throw by a young man who showed a lot of confidence and poise.
It goes for 30. First and 10 from the 33. The pitch goes to View going left side. He is hit. Still falls forward. He was hit around the 31-yard line. He gets down near the 26. That's a pickup of nearly 7 that time for View. Not a bad start for Dredge. 2 of 2 passing, 38 yards. Second down on the way for the Hounds as we come up on 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Under center goes Dredge. Two backs behind him. They'll turn, give to McAtee. McAtee has a big hole left side. Makes one man miss. Gets across the 20-yard line. Falls forward down near the 18. Picked up about 8 on that play, and another first down for Maryville.
Move the 6 once again. Gavin was in the radio station this morning. He was one of those guys just talking about how this team is ready to go, starting a new chapter in the season. District play, playoffs, every possession matters, and he knows that and understands that.
Going in motion left to right is View. He'll take the handoff. Falls. Cannon Scarborough has a big hole. Gets down near the 10-yard line. Finally, rolling over defenders. Gets right to the 10 is where they're going to spot this ball. Another pickup of 9 for Maryville.
Yep, 9 yards. Kind of that ideal spot. If you can pick up a first down, you're inside the 10. You got 4 cracks at it. Not so sure Maryville's going to need 4 cracks maybe right now. Drop back. Another pass. I love that they're giving Jackson opportunities. Second down seems like a good opportunity. Second and short feels like a passing opportunity, Matt.
Well, they're picking up huge chunks on the ground. We'll see what Coach Houchins draws up. They are going to pass, looking left. Now rolling left is Dredge, looking to the end zone. Fires to the end zone. In the corner, it is hauled in by Zarbano. A great catch over a defender. Brought that one in. Got 2 feet down and a touchdown for the Hounds.
Nice, beautiful throw. Again, lots of time rolling to his left. Probably look at that video and say, you had a lane to run if you really wanted to, but shows off that arm strength once again. And it's Cole Zarbano. You get the ball anywhere in the area of Cole Zarbano, good chance he's going to pull that thing down. Touchdown, Spoofhounds, opportunity to go up by 2 scores, 14 here.
Now 3 of 3 passing for 48 yards is Dredge as Bellamy, the right foot, boots that one through. 14-0 Hounds, 4:55 to play in the first quarter. We will step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
14-0 Maryville. Philip, yes. You remember last week it was 7-0 at the end of the first. Well, they're wasting no time tonight, opening up a 2-score lead already.
It felt like Maryville started the game last week a little bit, maybe quote-unquote slow, and then they just took the top off things. Tonight, they're just making every drive count. 14-0 with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. That's right, 14-0, 5 minutes left in the first quarter. So far, Lafayette has had a little bit of luck moving the football, but not enough to keep their possessions. And even right here, kickoff return, you're already at your knees. There's nowhere you can go. So Lafayette just gets the ball at the 10.
Looked like they might try to fake that reverse again or execute it, whatever. But the knee touches down at the 10. And
why
hurts.
Wouldn't you? You've got nothing to lose here tonight. You just got beat 42-0 at home against this team. Try a little trickeration, pull out all the tricks, see if you can get Maryville on their heels a little bit. But you're probably not going to be able to line up against Maryville one-on-one and find a lot of wins.
It's one of those you feel like you need the big play to score. It's going to be hard to manufacture a 10-play drive that goes 90 yards. Four receivers on the field. Crab lined up behind Klein. From their own 10-yard line, hands this one up the middle. It goes to Crab. He's got a big hole. Nice pick up there. He'll get out near the 18-yard line. That'll keep the clock moving inside. 5 minutes to play in the quarter. He'll pick up 9, so a 2nd-and-1 on the way.
And that was one of those times where Lafayette did a good job of protecting or opening holes at the point of attack. That was a good hole for Crab to run through. But, again, nice 8-yard pickup on 2nd down. So you just wonder, can they sustain that to even pick up a 1st down, let alone create a scoring drive opportunity here? It seems like on 2nd and 3rd down, Lafayette's run into some trouble, and that trouble's been in the form of a Spoofhound in the backfield.
2nd and 2, 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Once again, out of the pistol is Klein. He'll put Thuston in motion. They fake the give. It goes instead up the middle to Crab. Crab gets stacked up right at the line of scrimmage and driven backward. He might have picked up a 0.5 yard. Not a lot there, and we'll see a 3rd down coming for Lafayette.
Feels like gut check time already for Lafayette. 3 minutes, 50 seconds in the quarter. You've got a 3rd and 1 from your own 19-yard line. You're down 14-0. Really early to say this is the ball game, right? Because that's not the case. But it's really one of those pivotal moments if you're Lafayette, that if you can't pick up this yard and keep this drive going, the night could get away with you. Oh, and there you got a false start. Maryville goes into a shift. Lafayette jumps the ball, so now you've got a 3rd and 6.
First penalty of the night comes on Lafayette. And you're right, it's one of those that feel like this is a big moment. Is this? Would that be 4-down territory from your own 19 in the first quarter? It might be, but now this got a whole lot harder facing a 3rd down and 6.
And probably if you've won 2 games over the course of the season, it does feel like that might be a riverboat gambler type moment. If you could pick up a couple inches and then maybe just sneak that ball over the line for a 1st down. But now you go from 3rd and 1 to 3rd and 6. Changes your play call considerably for Lafayette and really advantage Maryville here.
Putting Thuston in motion. They'll give up the middle. Crab trying to pick up 6. He's got it and then some. He is hit as he crosses the 20-yard line, falls forward near the 24. A good pickup that time. Crab will get 10 and a 1st down. That'll move the sticks.
Yep, so that's a good run for Lafayette. Again, moves the sticks, keeps possession in their hands. That's what they're going to have to do if they have a chance against Maryville.
Yeah, tonight's theme for the Maryville high schoolers is pajama. So we have a big student section out here tonight. They are very excited to be here. The first district game of the season, and we're looking at a great crowd.
Kind of pulling off the same look that Phillip has every Friday night with the pajamas. 3:03 to play in the first quarter. Swing pass left side. Thuston dropped that one. He is hit immediately. It was a forward pass, even though it was behind the line of scrimmage. It falls incomplete, and a 2nd and 10 on the way.
And I'm going to tell you, I get colder than you do, so I might start wearing my pajamas, but I'm probably going to wear the slippers because my feet get cold first. So if I got some slippers on, I'll show you, Matt, the flannel lined pants on.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're basically in shorts. You're basically
in
shorts.
It's not that cold.
Well, when you get this old, buddy, you just get cold. I've seen you running here lately. In the morning, it's like 35 degrees. You're one of those shirtless Bearcats. You're out there running.
I was not a shirtless Bearcat ever.
Tough guy.
On second and 10, back to pass again as Klein steps up in the pocket. He's not going to get away this time. Wrapped up by Scarborough, also pushed back by Phillips. A sack for the Hounds. That'll be a loss of 3 in a third and long coming up for Lafayette.
Now, last third and long, they were able to convert on a big run. Right now, behind the sticks even more, third and 13. Again, favoring Maryville. This is one of those drives to wind down the first quarter that you think if Lafayette's got any kind of a chance, they've got to put something together here. They've made it pretty tough on themselves on third and 13 right outside the 25-yard line.
You know who's tough? John Coffey. Windows open, 20 degrees on the field. I'm in gloves and a stocking cap, and he's in a light jacket, and just fine. And he's older than us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Third and long. Klein rolling left. He's not going to get away from. Oh, he does slip away. Shovels the ball forward. It falls incomplete. Crab was right there. Could have caught that one. Turned and ran. He had Sadler View coming downhill, so maybe not a huge run after the catch, but not on the same page. The ball falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth and 13 with a punt on the way for Lafayette.
Big stop Maryville, big punt opportunity right now. You've got Cole Zarbano. You've got Carson Hageman back there. Both those guys have been really fantastic in punt return, and they want to get this ball down the field. They're already standing at the Spoofhound 50-yard line. Not much green dirt in front of them, so we'll see what happens here, but they are due for a big, big return.
Jake Danner, the punt from about the 7-yard line. It is caught by Zarbano about the 46, goes straight up the middle of the field, shakes one defender, then he lost the football, dove on top of by Lafayette, a turnover by Maryville, the first mistake of the night for the Hounds, and Lafayette has the football back at their own 43-yard line.
Yep, and everybody just walking over to Cole, giving a high five, a little pat. Cole, you're a guy, you're big senior leader. We need you to continue to make plays, and that's all you were trying to do there. Unfortunately, turnover to Lafayette. Again, another opportunity for this defense to flex their muscles and shut Lafayette down like they've done now for about 5 quarters in successive Friday nights.
So with 1:54 to play in this first quarter, technically a change of possession. This new drive will start at the Lafayette 43-yard line. Klein putting Thuston in motion. They fake the pitch to him. They throw it left side instead to Crab. Crab is hit by Tally and View. He might have lost the football, too. There's a scrum underneath. Maryville saying they have it. And running this way, it looks like Tally and Zarbano believe the Spoofhounds have recovered. But it appears they're going to say it is. Have we got an indication from the officials? It feels
like the officials put up their hands for second down, but our spotter up here, Nate Blackford, he's letting us know that nobody's made a call. Second down. Okay, the guys on the sideline haven't made that change yet, so it's still first down. Wouldn't it be second and 10, I believe? But
it would be.
Hopefully we get that communication
going.
So no
gain there for Crab. Pass across the middle. Caught by Thuston. Makes one man miss. Then he is drilled by the 39. Zarbano. A heat-seeking missile that time. Nice play by Thuston just to hang on.
And that video right there ought to be played to show Maryville that's what they missed out of Zarbano just a couple of games ago. That Savannah game. Again, Maryville goes to Savannah. Savannah gets that first win and 14, 15 tries. Cole did not play. He would have been impactful in that game. Not saying that we would have won, but he was going to be very impactful, just like that play right there where he comes flying out of his safety spot and puts a lick on Lafayette.
That brings up a third and 3. They'll give to Thuston, trying to take it around left side. He lost it, never had the handoff. The ball still loose, still rolling back in the backfield. Finally dove on top of by Lafayette. Jumping on top of that one was Javonte Sims, the senior. We called his name already for a tackle for loss defensively. They were going to say that was actually an incomplete pass and spot it right back at the original line of scrimmage. That looked like a handoff.
Looked like a handoff, looked like a fumble. And from your favorite movie, Pretty Woman, a slippery little sucker. Hard to pick that thing up.
Never seen it.
Oh, my. You've never seen Pretty Woman?
I just want to point out, you're not a Richard Gere fan? I'm not.
You look like Overrated. Richard Gere with that mustache. You look like Richard Gere. He's debonair.
You're thinking Tom Selleck. On fourth and 10, the punt goes back to Zarbano, mishandles it initially, picks it up at the 15, makes one man miss, angles back right, cuts up at the hash, and he will be wrestled down. He lost the ball again. It's picked up this time. Maryville has it out near the 25-yard line. And things getting a little bit crazy for both sides with that football. Gus McCullough right there to scoop it up and picks up an additional five for the Hounds.
I'm not special teams coach, but it feels right that Gus McCullough has an opportunity to run with that football. So right place, right time. Great player, obviously, Gus McCullough. Picked that ball up a couple more yards. Maryville retains possession.
14-0 at the end of one. We will step aside and be back with your second quarter on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Getting ready to start this second quarter of action from the Hound Pound, Maryville and Lafayette meeting up at the Class 3 District 8 champ. It's not the championship just yet. Quarterfinals.
Sure. First round.
Quarterfinal round.
How about this? Other games tonight, Cameron and Benton. Cameron, the host there. Chillicothe hosting northeast of Kansas City. And we will get you score updates as soon as we can on those. But Maryville, should they win tonight, would host the winner of Chillicothe and northeast. And, again, we'll get an update there as soon as we can. And you might have one. Chili is up 6-0. Savannah playing in Class 4 football tonight against southeast of Kansas City. Savannah, the 3 seed. Savannah is up 14-0. Thank you, Chris Roush. And Cameron and Benton are knotted up at 6 apiece. So we'll keep you posted on some of those scores throughout the course of the night here tonight as it impacts who we play next week should we get this win here tonight.
From the 26-yard line starting this drive, we see Cannon Creason for the first time in a few weeks. Cannon beat up back in that Lutheran North game played in Chillicothe. He fights his way forward and picks up about four and a half. We'll say five where they go ahead and spot this one.
Okay. I will round your 4.5 up to 5.
That's what my math teachers taught me. Shout out Julie McConkie and Donna Evanson.
5 or more up the score. 4 or less, let it rest.
I have not heard that, though. Dredge, handoff goes up the middle. It is Creason once again breaking through tacklers, following his blockers, breaks it out right side, up the sideline, cuts back toward the middle of the field, breaks off another tackle inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Big gainer that time for Creason.
Creason, a senior running back, again, as you mentioned, hurt that collarbone against Luther North. Hasn't been on the field since. You can tell he's well-rested. He's hungry. And as Caroline said, the boys are hungry and humble tonight. So he's getting after it. Big run that time. Going to go 30 yards. Let's go 30 yards. That's a pretty good night. 2 rushes, 35 yards. I'll take it.
Just getting started. 11 minutes to play in the first half. 14-0 Hounds. They've got the ball to Lafayette 39 and threatening again. With Creason going in motion, they fake to him. They'll give up the middle. This is Brett Long this time. First touch of the night. He's got a big gainer inside the 25. Finally wrestled down at the 24. And Long takes it for 15.
Okay, can I
check
just
that? Brody Shepard.
Can I just say that you've got to look for confidence building when your sophomore quarterback does a Brett Favre oopsie doo, takes the ball up about 10 feet in the air, acts like he dropped it, and then gives it to the quarter or to the running back. Confidence is building, and young Jackson Dredge, my friend.
Confidence building, the oopsie-doo, as Phillip will display that for us later. That was Brody Shepard on the carry for 15. Now here is Creason. A flag falls, but Creason running over defenders gets inside the 20, down near the 18. And it is a hold on Maryville. So the first penalty of the night on the Spoofhounds. That'll back them up 10.
How about this line so far tonight for Brody Shepard? 44-yard run, 8, 15. Total of 3 carries, 67 yards. Brody Shepard also with 1 8-yard touchdown strike coming from Jackson Dredge that first drive, put Maryville up 7-0. Maryville scored again, another throw, another touchdown throw, this time a 10-yarder to Cole Zarbano. So Jackson Dredge, so far tonight, 48 yards passing, 3 of 3, and I think they call that perfect.
I think you're right. As Brody Shepard early on having a Philip Porin in Red Oak kind of night back in the day. Back to pass again is Dredge. Rush gets back there, rolls to his left, throws this one on the sideline. It is caught. I believe that's Major Scarborough on the sideline, but a flag did fall in the backfield.
Again, Jackson rolling to his left. I think they're going to call this an illegal block on Maryville, but we've seen a lot of penalties over the course of the season. To me, that goes down as one of the weakest calls. That was barely a love tap that time from one of your offensive linemen, and it was Brandon Wilmes just kind of tapping on a Lafayette player, and they call that a block in the back. Very little contact, but again, Jackson Dredge looking more and more comfortable and more confident with each throw.
So the Hounds will back up some more and now face the first down and 30. Upside is they've got four downs to pick up 30 yards. We'll see what they can do here. Out of the shotgun, it is Dredge. He'll give this one to McAtee, trying to break this out right side. He's going to get hit, fall forward across the 40-yard line, gets down to the 39, a pickup of 5.
Not always the prettiest of runs with Gavin McAtee, but he always falls forward. That time looked like a hole collapses pretty quickly, absorbs a couple of hits, but still able to pick up 5 yards on a tough run for Gavin McAtee.
Two receivers split out left, one wide to the right. Tight end just off the formation is Major Scarborough as McAtee is to the right of Dredge. Second down and 25. Back to pass. It is Dredge. Now steps up in the pocket. Might take off and run. He will across the 35-yard line. Gets a block across the 25. Makes a man miss to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Spoofhounds. Dredge from 39 yards out. Great blocking down the field, and Maryville opens up a 20-point lead.
Great blocking, great running. Picked the right lanes, made another guy miss. And I tell you what, I'm telling you, confidence is building in this young man. We started the broadcast by saying, hey, didn't get that bye first round. That means opportunity. Opportunity to play here tonight. Opportunity to get your quarterback one more game as we roll into some tougher matchups throughout the course of this playoff season. And Jackson Dredge coming of age right here tonight at the Hound Pound.
Bellamy PAT is good. Oh, check that. Is no good. Sorry, the doesn't go through for the first time since week one back against Blair Oaks, but still a 20-point Maryville lead, 9:32 to play in the first half. We'll step aside and be back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
9:32 to play in the first half, a 20-point Maryville lead.
And I will add, I think Coach Beatty, the head track coach, will be recruiting quarterback Dredge for his hurdling team because he was hurdling guys all the way down the field. Pretty quick run, if you ask me.
It was an impressive run there by Jackson Dredge. Took that one 39 yards to the house. Hounds in front 20-0 as Lafayette looking for a spark. The return gets out to the 25-yard line.
Hey, Caroline, speaking of running, what's coming up at halftime?
Oh, at halftime, the Chatting with Caroline segment is with the one and only Catherine Porin. Now, the last name might sound familiar. That's because Philip Porin, Caroline Porin, Matt Tritton, he doesn't have the same last name, but Catherine Porin is my twin sister, also a senior here at Maryville High School, and she runs cross country for the Spoofhounds. Tomorrow is districts, but she will be on to talk all about that at halftime.
So are you saying you would be willing to let me use the last name to be adopted into the family?
Yes.
So about 5-6 years ago, Matthew Porin from Omaha, Nebraska, was on the Bearcat track and field cross country team.
met him. I think he's like a distant cousin. There's not a lot of Porins out there, but
must be the last name. That's why we're so fast.
That's right. And tomorrow might be raining, so it might be pouring rain.
When it rains, it pourins.
That's right.
Lafayette will start this drive from the 16-yard line. Trailing Maryville 20-0. Class 3 District 8 football here getting things underway. A screen pass dumped off left side. This one hauled in by Crabb. Makes a couple men miss. Gets out across to the 17-yard line before he is smashed to the ground. Whole lot of green jerseys flying in on that one. Maybe a gain of one.
Seemed like a lot for just a gain of one. A lot of twisting and turning. And he had a lot of spoof hounds right around his ankles and up at the shoulder pad level. But none better that time than seeing Major Scarborough once again getting pressure on the quarterback, making things difficult from his defensive end position. We've seen that now a couple weeks in a row that we're just talking more about him being in the backfield. And you have to wonder how these offensive lines cue up when they're trying to defend a Veer Taller from one side and Major Scarborough from the other.
On second down and nine, Klein looks the pass. Screen pass goes across the middle. Big hit put on, staying on his feet. I believe that was Danner. Then got whacked and dropped to the ground. He is a little bit slow to get up. Thuston checking on him right now.
Oh, that was a big hit that time by Cole Zarbano, and you can understand why Thuston's still on the ground. Probably going to need a little help from the sidelines. It looks like coaches are coming over to chat with him a little bit here and probably take a timeout.
Pickup of about nine. That is a first down for Lafayette. That will move the chains. They come out to take a look at Danner, who's down. While they do that, we'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
8:31 to play in the first half. Hounds in front 20-0. A first and 10 on the way as Danner heads over to the sideline. Big hit put on last time by Maryville, but still enough to move the sticks for the Fighting Irish. Out of the shotgun. Chapin checks in for his first look at quarterback. He'll give off to Crabb. Fights across the 30-yard line. Brought down near the 33 and a pickup of six.
How about this for score update? Chillicothe in Chillicothe. Up 20-0 over northeast of Kansas City. Hornets over Vikings. That game is important because the winner of that game makes the trip to, hopefully we anticipate, Maryville. Maryville up 20-0 here in this ball game as we've got about seven left in the first half of play. But Maryville holds on to win this game. They would host Chillicothe if they hold on to win their ball game in Chili tonight.
And the Spoofhounds knocked off the Hornets back in week three, 42-0. And they're up by 20 at this point. Chapin takes off right side, gets near the line of scrimmage. Then he is corralled there. Pick up maybe one and a third down on the way for Lafayette.
Lafayette looking for any kind of life here in this second quarter of play. A couple of times they've had a spark, but Maryville quickly snuffs that out on the next couple of plays. One step forward, several steps backwards. That's been the theme of the night for the Fighting Irish.
They face a third down and three. They had Maryville backed up into a first down and 30 on the Hounds' last possession. That thanks to a couple penalties on Maryville, but a 39-yard touchdown run by Jackson Dredge flipped that in a hurry. Third down and three. Maryville showing blitz. McCullough comes on off the left side. The give goes up the middle. Crabb's got nowhere to go, and this is going to be stuffed in the backfield.
Just too many spoof hounds being too active, including Gus the Bus McCullough, freight training it in, just finding a gap to stuff up, penetrate, make a big play, set up a fourth down. And now we've got Maryville punt return on. Punt return the last couple has been a little bit of a circus because we've got some guys that are trying to be all-world supermen and two capable returners back there. Carson Hageman's been fantastic. Cole Zarbano, a lot of fun to watch as well. Both great hands. You trust those guys back there, but you don't need to be Superman right here.
The snap bounces up to Danner to the 20-yard line. He boots this one away. Not a pretty-looking punt. It is taken from the 34 by Zarbano. Angles out to the right sideline. Stops, trying to cut back. Slips inside one man. Back up the right sideline. Gets across midfield before he is pulled down by Nathan Fleischman. A good return by Zarbano to the Lafayette 48.
So Halloween was yesterday. Talking about Superman. Remind me, Matt, who was your favorite superhero growing up?
And don't had to be Batman.
Oh, Batman. Yeah, you kind of sound like him. Did he have a mustache?
I don't think so. I think Batman would have been noticeable if he had a mustache.
Well, you are very noticeable with your mustache. It looks great. That's your playoff mustache. For those listening at home that don't have the privilege to see it, it's wonderful. That is what Matt has done the last couple of years as we roll into November. Some people go, no shave November. Matt went shave, but keep the mustache. That's my playoff mustache. Let's go Hounds.
Double handoff here on first and 10 from the 48. It is Shepard once again across the 40, fights his way down to the they're going to spot him right at the 40, so he picks up 8. We've got Caroline Porin in the booth with us. Caroline, can we get your dad to do the mustache?
Absolutely not. Here's the problem. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. He can't shave his beard because then it kind of shows that little the little extra love chin, if you will, the double chin.
Oh. Don't you love children?
I'm always nervous about doing it.
Love my kids.
I heard not everybody in your neighborhood loved it, though.
Well, you know what? When you go and shave and it looks different, your wife usually has something to say.
Second and 2. They give it to Shepard once again. Gets this one out. Left sideline. Up inside the 10. Finally wrestled out of bounds inside the 5. Another big carry. This one for 36 yards for Brody Shepard.
Brody Shepard having himself a ball game. 111 yards on 5 carries. Get this. First carry, 44 yards. That last carry, 36 yards. He already has one touchdown through the air, catching a touchdown off of Jackson Dredgehand, 8-yard touchdown to get the scoring started here tonight. Couple guys getting more and more confident as the night goes on, and we have always said if Brody gets that spark, watch out.
First to goal from the 4, handoff up the middle. There's McAtee, takes this one to the goal line and into the end zone. Touchdown, Hounds.
Gavin McAtee let that senior run last week. 45-yard touchdown. I think on your show he said if it was 5 more yards, Matt, I don't know if I would have made it. I was running out of steam.
I don't believe it. He was flying.
He was moving.
He looked as fast as ever.
Talk about a kid that we got to get signed up for track, but he's a baseball guy. It's probably not going to happen.
Maybe be like Dion, do both.
Ooh, fly by helicopter? Get from a Braves game to a Cowboys game and back?
Going for the two-point conversion. Handoff going right side. Luke Allen barrels his way in. That's good. Make it 28-0 Spoofhounds. 5:05 to play in the first half. Maryville rolling tonight. We'll step aside and be back with more Spoofhound football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
Maryville off and rolling tonight in front 28-0 with 5:05 to play here in the first half. With Philip Porin and Caroline Porin, I'm Matt Tritton. Caitlin Miller back in the KXCV KRNW studios for us this evening.
Brought this up last week. Maryville, in their now 5 wins, they've averaged 42 points per game on offense, on defense only allowing 2.6 points a game, and have had 3 shutouts. And they love getting those donuts. And right now in the driver's seat for another Monday donut day is this Maryville Spoofhound football team.
Playing well defensively, pitching that shutout. Owen Hankins on the return there for Lafayette. Gets out near the 24-yard line before he's brought down. We've got Northwest football coming for you tomorrow. The Bearcats taking on Northeastern State at home. A 1:30 kickoff, 12:30 pregame on KXCV KRNW. And online at 3:30, Northwest women's basketball opens the season against number 5 Ashland. Well, a pregame for that one starting at 3 o'clock. That's on KXCV.org on our second stream. You can also find it on the Bearcat Public Media app. We got both games going at once, but we'll have both of those broadcasts going for you if you find them online. On first and 10, Klein fakes the pitch, rolls to his right, fires down the field, right into the hands of Colzar Bono. Brought it in at the 45, brought down back near the 40, but the pick that time for Zarbano, his fifth of the season.
Again, doesn't matter if it's a Maryville quarterback throwing to Colzar Bono, he's going to get out there and catch the ball. That time, Lafayette put one up in the air, playing center field, and able to pick that ball right out of the sky. Turnover, Maryville. Maryville in great position to get one more score. And if they can get that 7 points on the board, it creates a running clock in the second half of football play. Shortens this game up considerably. Save you some guys from getting reps and getting rested up for next week.
Double handoff this time going right. It goes up the middle. Ton of running room. It is Kane Bowles out there. Bowles across midfield past the 40. Finally brought down near the 36-yard line. Nice carry that time for Bowles. Goes for 24.
A lot of guys last week got their hands on the football, opportunities to carry, and you're seeing that again here today. You mentioned Bearcat football. That's one of those things that has just helped them be so successful is if they get up, they put some other guys in the ball game to get them carries, get them touches, get them real-life experience at the varsity level, and that only propels you forward down the road.
First and 10 from the Lafayette 37. Back to pass. It is Dredge. Now rolls to his left outside the pocket. Now going back right, trying to escape the defenders toward the sideline, trying to make a man miss. In the backfield, jump pass. Gets it underneath to McAtee up the right side, and he is brought down inside the 25. Good for a first down. But how about that trickery in the backfield, the magician, Jackson Dredge?
Wow, that was great on so many levels. The pass goes to Gavin McAtee. One more completion for Jackson Dredge, but it kind of started with Gavin. He laid down a blitzing linebacker in the backfield to keep that play alive, and then the two of them working in sync, great band by the way, in sync to make sure that they can get a completion, pick up a first down. Spoofhound's looking really nice here today.
That one goes for 14. They give to Bowles once again, going left side, following Cannon Scarborough. Gets a good block, stays on his feet, fights his way down near another first down. We'll see where they spot this, but he looks like he is close to the 13. They'll say just shy, a pickup of 9 and a second and 1 coming.
Some new guys in the backfield getting those reps, but you've got some seniors that are putting the big blocks at point of attack. You've got a running back, fullback playing from the backfield, making big blocks. Everything moving right for the Spoofhounds.
Bowles again, left side, has the first down inside the 10, inside the 5, pushing toward the goal line. Touchdown, Spoofhounds. From 14 yards out, Kane Bowles this time gets on the board.
Good run for Kane Bowles because he had to take on some contact. That contact didn't slow him down. That contact helped propel him into the end zone, and the young fella gets a 14-yard touchdown. Now Kane Bowles, 3 carries, 47 yards. Maryville just clipping off play after play after play, and we probably haven't talked about that offensive line and the job they're doing here again tonight to open up those holes and make sure that they are winning again in the trenches.
Bellamy on for the PAT to make this a 35-point game. Will shield a hold. The snap is good. The kick on the way. And sure enough, that one through the uprights. A 35-point Maryville lead. 2:58 to play in the first half. Back with more. You're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
35-0 Spoofhounds. Philip, you mentioned it before the break. Maryville running all over Lafayette. Total rushing yardage for the Hounds?
So far, Maryville, 268 yards rushing, 3 rushing touchdowns by 3 different backs. Maryville having a night.
That will get the job done for sure. Up by 35, Sadler View on to kick this one away. A high end-over-end kick. That is going to be brought in by Carter Bruce, left hash, angles right side, gets all the way out to the number, still on his feet across the 40, down near the 44-yard line before he is brought down.
Yes, Savannah's had a couple of nice returns on kickoff. They've had seven opportunities to do so, so they've had more opportunities, but they've had some nice returns. That one of those, set them up in some of their best field position of the night, just shy of the 50-yard line, but it's just not been a complete set of downs, a series that they can really hang their hat on where they've had success come repetitively. They might get a couple big plays on first down, but they follow that up on second and third down with negative plays. That's been the recipe for disaster for Lafayette now over the course of the last six quarters of football for them.
First and 10 from their own 44. The pitch goes left side. Crab falling blockers, gets outside, has plenty of room to run, gets across midfield down near the 45-yard line. That's a pickup of near 11 for Lafayette.
Not a bad run that time for Crab. Tough run, gets the first down. Aided that time by a hold on Lafayette, that time on Major Scarborough. Uncalled, so just one guy's opinion. But
there's probably a few more people with that opinion here.
Yeah. Major had one arm wrapped around him. Looked like they were about to do a little dance.
A lot of games across the area going on. We'll get those score updates to you after this play. 2:20 left to play in the half. Hounds up 35-0 on Lafayette. Klein fakes the give, rolls right, wanting to pass. Stays on his feet. Now he gets tripped up and will go down in the backfield. A sack for the Spoof Hounds.
Great pursuit that time by the Spoof Hounds.
Xander Brown
comes up. Xander Brown. We've seen Xander Brown play a couple of big roles for the Spoof Hounds when we were unable to see Viertaler on the field. Brown stepped in on that defensive side, made some big plays. That one showing off that speed, getting the ankles of the quarterback, bringing him down for a loss. And again, Lafayette, nice job moving the sticks on that first couple of downs. Now they've moved the sticks. They've gone backwards, second and 11. See if they can keep this drive moving with just a minute 35 left in the first half.
That's a second sack of the season for Brown. As Klein goes back to pass, dumps this one off. Left side, Crab trying to get outside. Zarbano comes up, makes a hit. Talley tracks him down from behind as well. And that'll be no gain. We'll see a third and 11 on the way. Phillip, you got some score updates from around the area for us?
You bet. So we're keeping an eye on that Chillicothe score. They're playing northeast of Kansas City. So far, second quarter, Chillicothe up 28-0. If that holds true, they would travel to Maryville if Maryville can keep this one in their favor. Savannah playing Class 4 football. They're up 42-0 over southeast of Kansas City. Benton and Cameron playing Class 3. Cameron up 28-6 over the Benton Cardinal in the second quarter. And St. Pius playing Class 5 football up 35-0 over Crispin Bears.
Thurston gets the give, now flips it, and he gets it around to Hankins trying to go right side. He's not going to get to the line of scrimmage. Goes down. The reverse that time not working for Lafayette with 35 seconds left to play in the half. They've got two timeouts, and it doesn't look like they're concerned about stopping the clock as we are coming up on halftime.
And you've got to expect, again, that you're going to see a little bit of trickeration, a little bit of movement that time. I thought maybe we'd see a pass, but, again, unable to pick up big yardage that time.
And we will get the clock to stop now. I think there was a face mask on the Spoof Hounds that'll move this forward just a touch, and we'll replay third down. Or it's not a replay of down. It's still the fourth down up on the marker.
Did we get a signal from the ref? Or was he still, like he was kind of walking around like he was going to give a signal? But did he already give the signal? Or we have no signal?
I didn't see a signal going off of hearing some of the PA.
Okay. Well, how about fourth down, Matt?
Our spotters say we're good. So fourth and 7 coming up. They put 20 seconds back up there, so 40 seconds left to play in the first half. Klein still back at quarterback, trying to give to Crab, didn't find him, now rolls out the other way. Scarborough tracking him down from behind, takes him down at the 39-yard line.
All right, got a question. The down marker was saying fourth. Scoreboard said that was third and 7. Now it's first down. Got a little confusion going on here.
The yard marker leads you to believe it's a turnover on downs. The officials, I think, are sorting this out, too. The scoreboard still says third down.
Sadler View, he's trying to figure it out. He
giving us a signal that no one else is giving. So
it looks like the offensive line's coming back out.
Coming back out, move the sticks. First down, Maryville. Still says 3rd and 7. Most important part is 35-0. How about that? It's a new scoreboard. It's a new system. We got some kinks to work out. We haven't been home in how many weeks, Matt?
I'm not blaming the scoreboard operator. I think it was just the miscommunication of not seeing the signal from the officials because we also missed that.
Hey, that scoreboard looks good, doesn't it?
It looks very
good.
Can
I give a quick shout-out?
I would love it.
All right, I got to give a shout-out to Preferred Lightning Protection Company here in Maryville, Missouri. They sent Jake Dyke out on Monday, and he installed lightning protection on that beautiful scoreboard. And we had that big storm roll through on Wednesday. That lightning protection probably came in handy.
Definitely didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt. That's a beautiful scoreboard. So bright. I've missed it over the last 3 or 4 weeks since we've been at home.
Well, that was one thing that we didn't get on the air, but just talking with Coach Webb after doing the interview earlier today, he's like, are you glad to be back out? Do you want the bye week? What do you think? And he said, it's just good to be back home. You know, the tailgate smells, your field, the scoreboard, your fans. And let's just bring this back around. The scoreboard operator was right the entire time. They are saying it is now a fourth down because that penalty, apparently, you replayed the third down. So we've got a 4th and 5 on the way for Lafayette from about the 39-yard line. A chance for Nathan Doherty essentially getting a long time out as the officials couldn't quite sort out what they wanted there.
Okay. 4th and 4. A lot of fours now. We're good.
31 seconds to play in the half. Maryville's in front by 35. Out of the pistol, Klein fakes the give to Crabb. Wants the pass. Steps up in the pocket. Rolling to his left. Getting chased by Viertaler. Gets rid of it on the sideline. Caught by a Maryville assistant. I believe that is Marcus Grzynski. Might be known for the arm, but the hands look pretty good right there.
Boy, he still got it. Shoot that guy up. He can throw the ball. He can obviously catch the ball. Beautiful pass right to Grzynski. And now, Matt, it is 1st and 10. Maryville moving from left to right on your radio dial. Maryville is headed south. No Northsiders out here tonight. I thought the Northsiders might be out here with the big bonfire, but they're probably out harvesting or doing something very important like that. Beautiful night for that.
They can hear us on the radio.
I hope they can.
1st and 10 from the 39, rolling right. Will Shield, he'll tuck it. He wants to take off and run, spins off one man, gets across the 45, still on his feet, spins again to the 50, an 11-yard pickup, but a flag falls late.
Flag coming from the secondary might lead you to believe maybe an offensive player was holding, but Gavin McAtee, number 37, holding up that hand, indicating that this is indeed going to go against Lafayette. We'll see what we get for a call, but right now Will Shield with a positive play on his first touch of the ball game.
Listen, Gavin has never led me astray before. And he's telling us it's on Lafayette. They are talking with Matt Webb right now. Coach Webb, I think, trying to decide what's the penalty. Are they going to keep the clock rolling? It's a pickup of 11 as it stands on the run by Scheel. We'll see if they tack this on to the end of the run. It looks like they might.
Hey, while we're doing that, you were talking earlier about broadcast, and broadcasts are going to be taking place tomorrow. There's a football game. There's basketball. How about that app? That app tonight is reaching all the way up north to Fargo, North Dakota. Assistant Principal Brian Groh and his family up there tonight. They're going to go to the North Dakota State UNI game tomorrow. I think they've got a college visit. He's listening live on the app up in North Dakota, and he's impressed by how well the Spoofhounds are playing here tonight.
They have looked awfully good. Down to 10 seconds to play in the half after the penalty mark off to the 40. Shield throwing deep. Almost brought in by Zarbano. Went up high, couldn't grab it. Thuston got his hands on it as well. It falls incomplete. 5 seconds remaining in the first half.
First incomplete pass of the night by a Maryville quarterback. A former quarterback on the sideline catches a beautiful pass. Assistant Coach Grzynski. That time the first incompletion of the night for Maryville. Otherwise, 58 yards passing, 2 touchdowns off of 4 completions.
So a 2nd and 10 from the Lafayette 40. This will be the final play of our second half. They throw left side. The screen pass, it is blown up right away. Big hit put on by Carter Bruce. The pass was caught by Brett Long. Time runs out in the first half. But the Spoofhounds on top 35-0 at the end of the first half. The same score we saw at this time last week. Hounds rolling in this one, leading in Class 3 District 8 quarterfinal action. We've got a lot coming up for you here at halftime. We'll take you through our stats for both Maryville and Lafayette. We'll get you caught up on all things Spoofhounds and also a special interview. Caroline Porn will be sitting down with one of the cross-country runners here for Maryville as they're getting set for districts coming up tomorrow. That's all coming up right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Good evening and welcome back to this week's Chatting with Caroline. Subject, I guess, is Catherine Porin, my twin sister. She is a minute older. I know everybody is dying to know, and she does hold it against my head. So she has been running with the high school cross country team. This is her third season now. I did get the legacy started, but you know, after my freshman year, Catherine did step into my shoes as I stepped into the managerial role. So we're going to ask her some questions. First of all, Catherine, what got you into running?
My dad. Caroline started running, and then I wanted to copy her, obviously, and my dad got me into running. I ran my first half marathon with him, and then I decided I would run cross country with Caroline, and then Caroline decided to become number two manager, so that was interesting, but yeah.
It is true. So her freshman year, Catherine did play volleyball with the Maryville Spoofhound volleyball players, and she found that she would probably have more success running with Coach Beatty. So she did that, and she has brought a lot of success to the team, and together, to be quite honest, we've built a really good culture, but she has helped bring a lot of new members to the team, and last year, tell us about state last year.
State last year, sophomore season, we had a pretty decent team. We had five or six girls, but we weren't super strong. We didn't make it to state as a team. We qualified two runners, but we didn't have a team. And then the next year, I convinced Nia Davis, shout out to Nia Davis, to run cross country. And together, me, Audrey, Deering, and Nia kind of stuck together, and we were the front of the team. And then we had Ellie Parsons and Julie Kahn and Mia Schomer. Caroline decided to stop running midway through the season, but we had talent here. We had lots of girls, and it was just a team effort, but we made it to state for the first time since, my dad was born, so lots of years ago. And, so that was really awesome. And then this year, districts tomorrow, we hope to go to state, and our team's changed up a little bit, but we still have a strong team, and we hope to make a state tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, the legacy of the girls' team will live on very long. But as a senior, what do you hope the legacy that you have is to leave behind?
Just the legacy that me and my twin sister Caroline Porin built together. I feel like Caroline really started it out. I guess I followed in her footsteps. and together I think that we brought a lot of girls in. I just hope that girls will continue to run because they saw what we built and they wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, and there's honestly a pretty lengthy history with the team that we have now just in the high school group, because when I was running in middle school, Nia Davis was running with me, Talon Hare was running with me, and those girls have now stepped into the high school cross country team, and it's just super cool to be a part of. So I know you enjoy cross country, and those are 5K races, but you've also ran a half marathon. So tell me about the past half marathon that you've run, and then some long-term goals that you've had, that you have.
The first half marathon I ran, my dad and I trained for it, and it was, half marathons are half marathons. They're 13 miles. So we got to about mile, 11, and I was like, why are we doing this? But It was something that I wanted to do. I didn't, my dad has done lots of half marathons, and I wanted to just, see what that felt like. So it was a lot of fun at the end, and just, having, done that and having said that I've done that. In the future, I hope to run a full marathon. Hopefully my dad can do that one, too. But he's getting old, you know. And
she's such a bully.
I hope to run more half marathons.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about the districts for both the boys and the girls team.
For the girls team, it's pretty set in stone. Beatty has said, just keep doing what you're doing, so that's what we're going to do. We won conference a couple weeks ago, so we definitely have confidence. I think, technically we're on like a two meet winning streak or whatever, but we're ranked fourth at districts, and I think as long as we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to be fine. The boys, they're going into it with an optimistic mindset, but I hope that they make it. It'll be really fun to send two teams. We did last year. It was a lot of fun. And, I think if the boys run really well, which they're all capable of, they can make it.
Yeah, and just to talk about Bradley Deering just a little bit, going to the state meet, he is ranked very well. He's had a very competitive and successful season, and in districts he's looking to have the same type of meet. I think he's really excited for districts just individually. That team aspect, they have a lot of optimism, and they have a pretty competitive mindset, to be honest. They haven't had a lot of competitive meets all season, so this will be where they can kind of pull out other skills and their strengths, and we'll see what they can do. So what time do the Spoofhounds run tomorrow, and can you talk a little bit about that course?
We run tomorrow at 12:10, a little later than I've ever ran, but it's okay. And what was your question?
We run at and we're talk about the Placid course.
Oh, we're running at Placid. It's a very hilly course. It's in the top five of the hilliest courses, but I think it's a good course. You kind of start out downhill with the first 2 miles being relatively flat, and then the last mile is pretty much just all hills, so it's tough, but everyone can do it. Beatty prepares us very well for that.
Yeah, it is definitely a tough course, especially when you're comparing it to the Gans Creek course down in Columbia, which is the state course. So tomorrow, in that last mile, there's a serpentine that Catherine didn't mention, and I mean, that is just a mile straight up. So it really weeds out some of those kids that have had a good season but not a great season. But like Catherine mentioned, Beatty prepares our runners very, very well, and we're hoping for a very successful meet. So if the girls advance to state, what are some of the team goals and individual goals that you have?
As a team, I hope that we place higher than we did last year. I don't remember what we placed last year, but we placed as a team at state, so that was good. I don't think it was great, but that's okay. I hope as a team this year we can get good placement, maybe top 15. Personally, I just hope to be Beatty's first girl state medalist. So, yeah.
For sure. And at state, they medal the top 25. So, we're hoping for that. Oh, top 30 this year. They've changed it. So, stay updated with your Spoofhound runners and soccer players playing through this weekend. And we wish all of our Spoofhound athletes the best of luck. So, good luck tomorrow. And thank you for having your interview here.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Tonight's Chatting with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects, including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Thank you to Catherine Korn for joining us tonight. Stay updated for all district results. This week's Spoofhound Roundup. Cross-country districts are slated tomorrow at the Platte Ridge Park, just south of Platte City. Good luck to both boys and girls teams tomorrow. Spoofhound soccer was set up to play Benton on Wednesday. That game was canceled due to weather. District soccer is at Chillicothe starting next week. This week's Athlete of the Week, Elena Pargas for golf. The junior took 24th at the Class 2 State Golf Tournament held in Nixa. She shot a 193 over the course of the two-day event. This week's Athlete of the Week nominees. Jackson Dredge for football. Jackson was 5-for-8 passing for 95 yards and a touchdown in his first career start last week versus Lafayette. Tuan Jacobson for soccer. Tuan had a hat trick, or three goals, in their win over Lafayette. And Olivia Stanley for volleyball. Olivia had a team-high 13 kills in their sweep over Cameron in the district tournament last week. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will have halftime stats.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Back out at the Hound Pound, 35-0 our score here at halftime with Philip Porn and Caroline Porn. I am Matt Trin. Thanks for joining us for some high school football on a perfect November evening. Again, Maryville up by 35, and Philip, this has been expected to be one-sided, I guess, especially the way last week went, but Maryville wasted no time in this one.
Yeah, Maryville up early and often. Maryville up 35-0 right now, looking at a running clock to start the second half of football play, but what we're seeing right now, I'd like to say, is the coming of age of Jackson Dredge as your quarterback for Maryville. Now, I doubt that that battle is completely settled because you've got Will Schill who can sling the ball as well. But Jackson having himself a night, four passes, four completions, two for touchdowns, an eight-yard touchdown pass to number eight, Brody Shepard, to start the scoring frenzy, another 10-yard scoring throw in coverage to Cole Zarbano, and that's just part of the story. The rushing attack, 279 yards rushing. Brody Shepard again, five carries, 111 yards. Gavin McAtee, three carries, 17 yards, 1 4-yard touchdown score. You've got a guy like, oh, Sadler View, Mr. Steady. He's got four carries, 19 yards. You've got Cannon Creason back in action. He's got two carries, 35 yards. The list is going on and on. You're getting some young guys opportunities to run the ball as well. Bowles, three carries, one of those a 14-yard touchdown run. He's got 47 yards. So I think the second half, we'll see some guys like Luke Allen get a chance to tote the rock. We'll see probably a little more Will Shield, get him opportunities with the football. Going to be a fun second half. Some guys that aren't used to seeing maybe this much playing time, but just like last week down in St. Joe, they're going to get their time here in the second half.
Hit me with that rushing total one more time
For Brody Shepard, I've got him 111 yards rushing on five carries.
So coming into the night for Brody, 23 carries for 144 yards and a touchdown. Ooh. Obviously a touchdown tonight, 111. You know, a couple more carries, he might be eclipsing what he had for the season coming into tonight, but he's had a terrific game here for the Spoofhounds. As Maryville 5-4, they are the 2 seed in Class 3 District 8, trying to pick up a win, move on to the semifinals, which would be right back here in Maryville next week. We take a look at Lafayette in their side of things. Obviously, we said 35-0 score. You know it's pretty lopsided in the way of Maryville. Xander Klein is 5 of 11, passing for 32 yards. He has thrown an interception. That was Cole Zarbano coming up with that one. He's also been sacked 3 times. Weston Talley, Major Scarborough, and Xander Brown each have a sack so far on the day for Maryville. Rushing-wise, Tate Crabb has 12 carries for 36 yards. Xander Klein, 3 carries for negative 5 yards. Elias Chapin, who we saw play pretty well in the first half last week, he's got 1 carry for 1 yard so far tonight. Leading receivers, it is Martrez Thuston, 2 catches for 10 yards, and also 1 catch for 12 yards for Jake Danner. Looking at your totals, rushing 32 yards as a team on the ground tonight for Lafayette so far, 32 passing yards for the Fighting Irish as well. They've got 64 total yards so far on the night. This one, very dominant for Maryville. We've got a running clock on the way to start this third quarter. Spoofhounds in front, 35-0, as we are rolling through week number 10. And again, If things hold, which we kind of expect them to with a 35-point advantage, Maryville would be back home next week. We'll take a break and get things started or take a step closer to our third quarter. You're listening to Maryville High School Football on KXEV 90.5 and KRNW 88.9.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
35-0, our score here at the Hound Pound. Maryville is leading Lafayette. Let's take a look at some scores around the areas. Philip, we've got the music playing. We've got some good scores around. Maryville's rolling. We've got our sideline reporter dancing in the booth. It's a pretty good night.
It's a great night in Maryville, Missouri. Hounds up 35-0, looking like they've got a chance to move into the second round. The question is, who will they play? Right now, it looks like it would be Chillicothe. They are all over northeast of Kansas City. The Vikings are down 28-0 at halftime to the Chillicothe Hornets. That game in Chillicothe. Winner facing the winner of this game tonight. Stay in Class 3. Stay in our district. And you've got Cameron, the Dragons, 35. Benton, the Cardinals, 12. Cameron up at halftime over Benton. Let's move up a class, shall we? Savannah, the MEC second place finishers, last week got beat by St. Pius at home for the district title. Savannah up 49-0 over Southeast of Kansas City, the Knights, and they are playing Class 4 football. And let's jump to Class 5, where St. Pius, the Warriors, they are up 55-0 over the Chrisman Bears. And again, we are keeping a close eye on those scores. The one team sitting on top of our district here tonight is Richmond. Richmond with a bye. They would play the winner of the Cameron-Benton game right now. It looks like Cameron and Maryville looks like they would play against Chillicothe. We'll keep you updated of the brackets as they fall. We're also keeping an eye just to the north of us on the bracket, and that is a bracket led by Odessa. In that bracket is Summit Christian Academy, University Academy, St. Michael the Archangel, Central Kansas City, Oak Grove, and Clinton. And the winner of our district would end up facing theirs. Of course, that's two or three games down the road, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But so far tonight, Maryville at the Hound Pound playing some championship-level football, getting it done on the ground and seeing Jackson Dredge put it through the air. Again, he is 4-4 with two touchdowns here tonight. Maryville looking really sharp.
Senior Sadler View. Lafayette will start the second half with the football. Sadler View will be on to kick this one away. It is Owen Hankins to return the kick. We'll see if you boot this one away. Again, a 35-point Maryville lead, so we will see a running clock once he gets into this one. He does a high end-over-end kick. It is Hankins from the 15-yard line straight down the middle of the field. Tries to angle right. He is hit and dropped at the 25-yard line by Weston. Tally, Maryville fired up, and that's something you kind of touched on at the outset, Caroline. Maryville like to have the bye. It means they're the one seed. But they're not going to come in and sleep on Lafayette here tonight.
I think Caroline's having some mic issues once again.
No, so, to be honest, I could not hear Matt.
It does get a little bit loud. I was just referencing how Maryville not going to roll over and overlook Lafayette. Even though they want to be the one seed, they're coming here to play tonight.
That's very true. You know, they're going to try to stay humble and kind.
Kind?
Isn't that
a
song?
I like that. I guess that's...
I do know that song.
Handoff goes to Crabb, trying to bounce it out right side. He is caught and shoved back down by Phoenix Phillips. Maryville rallying to the football. The tackle for loss as we get this drive underway from the Lafayette 26.
That did not seem to be very kind of Maryville. And another thing, someone might even say a bit grinchy. And Matt, did you know that your Saturday cohort, John Coffey, up for Grinch? The Grinch of Maryville. So, folks, get out there and vote for that.
John, a lot of good ones. Not just John. Obviously, represents a nonprofit, and John representing public radio, KXCV, KRNW. A lot of great options. WR O'Reilly as well, representing Maryville host Lions. So, check that out. Vote for your Grinch.
I got to throw in Shelly Green, too.
Shelly Green, that's right.
So, a lot of Grinch-worthy candidates, but your guy, John Coffey, and these green uniforms and the Spoofhounds tonight looking really sharp. All green, gold letters. They're playing sharp as well. And here we go, starting the third quarter, the defense. Nothing but cringy. Is it too early for you to start thinking about Christmas? When do you start playing that Christmas music, Matt?
If my wife allows me, I don't know, October 1st.
Ooh, you're one of those guys. Are you a Hallmark movie guy?
Oh, no.
Don't lie about that.
But I'll listen to some Andy Williams all
nice.
Times of the year.
That's your choice.
Second down, an incomplete pass for Lafayette here on 3rd and 11. Some movement before the snap, and that will back Lafayette up 5.
I think the listeners want to know, Matt, what's your favorite Christmas festivity? Or trickery, if you will.
Say that again?
Your favorite Christmas trickery.
Trickery? I don't pull many tricks, I don't think. Back to pass on third and long. Stepping up now, Klein wants to run with it. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Stepping up there, it is Charles Myrick comes up with the sack back near the 20-yard line. In a fourth and long, we will see Lafayette boot this one away.
Great play. Charles Myrick able to get home on that play. Beat his man again at the line of scrimmage and make himself available to pick up a big tackle for loss. And that's a great play for Mr. Myrick, just a freshman, 6'1", 200 pounds. Going to see a lot of him down the road.
Fourth sack of the night for Maryville as Danner on to punt this one away. Steps up, gets a spiraling boot. This one taken from the 43-yard line by Cole Zarbano. Trying to get that left sideline. Makes a man miss. Stays on his feet. Inside the 45 to the 40. Still pushing forward. He will get down near the 38-yard line before he is finally dropped. That is a return of nearly 20 yards for Cole Zarbano.
Cole does a really good job of setting up his blocks so that he isn't the only guy out there fighting for that extra yard. That time Carson Hageman kind of leaded him out, picking up a couple of chip blocks along the way, allowing Cole just a few more yards. And you just think, if not tonight, we're not looking too far down the road before Cole breaks one of these for a touchdown.
All right, Philip, begs the question, is the Christmas tree up at your house already?
It should be, in my opinion. I've got Christmas music playing once in a while. My youngest daughter, Sydney, and I both believe Christmas decorations ought to just go ahead and come on out.
Because you want to leave them up year-round and just not take them down ever. Handoff on first and 10 goes to Gavin McAtee. McAtee still fighting forward, trying to push over the top of Javonte Sims. He'll get down near the 35-yard line, and pick up 4 yards.
It's one of those never-quit runs for Gavin McAtee. He was kind of riding the back of the other guy. And never, I don't think, touched down, but trying to keep those legs moving. That's the kind of guy you got right there in your fullback, Gavin McAtee.
Down to 7:40 to play in this third quarter, a running clock. Maryville up 35. creasing in motion left to right. They fake the pitch, back to pass. Will Shield from the pocket, lobs it deep, looking for Scarborough, goes up high, brings it in at the 12, fighting toward the end zone, inside the 5, falls across the goal line, touchdown Hounds.
Wow.
But
what
there is a flag in the backfield. A great pass, a great catch by Scarborough. He carried about two defenders, 10 yards, got to the end zone, but it looks like this one might be coming back.
Looks like they're going to get a hold on Maryville. But what you like about that throw is that Shield stepped into it with a defender coming down the lane right in his face, stepped into it, put it in a good spot that time for Major Scarborough, who went up, got big, used those great hands, and boy, almost a touchdown for your senior. You wish those refs would just keep that hanky in their back pocket and let the play unfold.
But you love the fact, too, man-to-man, one-on-one coverage, your 6 foot, 4 inch tight end, just put it up. Let him go get it.
And that's the other part of that passing game, right? You've got to have a quarterback that's willing to get the ball down the field, but your receivers have to have opportunities to catch the ball in traffic, outside of traffic, give them opportunities, and that's what's happening so far tonight. You're getting different guys opportunities to make big plays. And that time, boy, one hold away from a big, big touchdown.
10-yard penalty backs Maryville up. The next play on second down, it was Gavin McAtee for two. So we will see a third down and about 14 coming here for the Spoofhounds. The ball resting at the Irish 43-yard line. So you think this likely four down territory. As Shield goes back under center, puts Creason in motion left to right. They fake the pitch, back to pass once again. Throws right side, has a man, that is Shepard. Shepard up the right sideline. Stutter step, gets across the first down marker, shoved out of bounds out near the 28-yard line. He picks up 15, and that is enough for a first down.
Another big pitch and catch, another one of those going into the area of Brody Shepard. Brody Shepard, not only a big night rushing the football, we mentioned at halftime, 5 carries, 111 yards, one touchdown through the air of 8 yards, and that one a 15-yarder. So Brody Shepard starting to put the stats together. Close to a 130-yard type of night when you look at all-purpose yardage. Brody Shepard having a big night.
First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Lafayette a little late coming to the line of scrimmage. Shield's going to give this one going right to left. That is Shepard again. Cuts up the middle. Gets across the 20-yard line. Stays on his feet. Rolls over a defender. Gets inside the 15. And they'll spot this one to the 13. That's a run of 15 yards that time for Shepard.
Love the way the Spoofhounds are creating contact. Up 35-0, doesn't matter. When they see the opportunity, they are laying the lumber to these Lafayette defenders. Seen it out of our fullback, Gavin McAtee. Seen it out of Sadler View. And now you're seeing it out of Brody Shepard when they get the opportunity. They are making Lafayette pay.
The ball inside the 15-yard line for this upcoming play. But before the snap, some movement. This one is offsides on Lafayette, so Maryville will pick up a free 5.
Fairly penalty-free type of ball game. We've had a couple of ball games that we've called that seems like every other play there's a penalty marker on the field. But really for both of these teams tonight, they've played penalty-free. We have yet to see Maryville punt the football. So that's another positive in the category of good for Maryville here tonight. But now inside the 10-yard line, looking to score again.
Hand off Creason, off tackle right side, cuts back up the middle into the end zone, untouched Cannon Creason. What a quick cut. Finds the end zone from 9 yards out, and Maryville goes up 41-0.
Cannon Creason, again, a guy that sat out a couple of games, injured his shoulder just a little bit, back in the game tonight. One touchdown carry of 9 yards. 3 carries total, 44 yards. This rushing attack just keeps getting better and better. 309 on the night, Matt.
309, and we are still in the third quarter with 4:35 to play. Weston Talley a little late getting out there for the PAT. It is Noah Bellamy on to kick this one through. Snap is good. The hold, that one blocked away. The ball rolling backwards. It is nearly scooped up by Lafayette. They'll go ahead and let this play die. 41-0, though. Maryville gets another TD up on Lafayette here in this third quarter. We'll step aside and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals.
Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
4:35 to play in the third quarter. It's a 41-point Maryville lead. The 2 seed in Class 3 District 8 beating up on the 7 seed Lafayette. Hounds will be back home next week, likely seeing Chillicothe.
Trying to get some score updates. I'm not sure they've started the second half yet, but again, Chillicothe was up 28-0 over Northeast of Kansas City at their halftime. And that would be if Chillicothe were to win. Hold on. They would travel back up to Maryville. Chillicothe had some really good football teams, obviously, back in the 80s, 90s. Had some years in 2000s. Had a couple years, 2017. That was an exciting football team. They've been looking at Maryville ever since, and they probably know they come up to Maryville, they've got to play their very best football game to even have a chance and hold their own with Maryville. Maryville, so many MEC opponents where Maryville has these 12, 13, 14 game winning streaks, and Chillicothe kind of right in there with more losses over the last decade than wins versus this Maryville team.
It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff here at the Hound Pound next week as Lafayette starts their second drive of this third quarter. Handoff going off right tackle. Not much there for Crabb. He'll fall forward. Might have picked up one. Now we're going to say it's back to the original line of scrimmage. Crabb so far on the night, 11 carries for 35 yards. Had many holes. This Maryville front seven has done a very nice job.
Yeah, they feel like they've probably just progressed really well over the last couple of weeks and really have made it hard for Lafayette over the last two ball games to get anything moving on that rushing attack. And that's one of those things that you get that rushing attack going and you got a lot of things going for you. Maryville doing that tonight, Lafayette not.
McAtee rushing, gets back there and wraps up Klein, drops him back near the 21-yard line. Sack number 5 on the night for this Maryville defense.
And gives us an opportunity to go back to the old T-shirt factory and get that T-shirt fired up. The Gavin McAtee Sackety T-shirt selling hot, folks. Find his mom, Brooke, and she will get you set up with a Gavin McAtee Sackety shirt. I'm not sure it's going to get you a free Big Mac at McDonald's, but it's
I
fun
think
to
it
say.
Should. Honestly, I'm a number one fan of the McAtee Sackety.
It just sounds
the
good.
The shirt, I'll buy the hat, the mug, the sticker. I'll buy it all.
That's right. The kid has a touchdown tonight. He's been productive all over the place on the offensive side. Why not get the guy a Sackety McAtee tonight?
Low snap. Klein can't handle it. Dives back near the 10-yard line. Kane Bowles, Major Scarborough also getting back there. Good thing Klein got on top of it. The green shirts were there. I really hope these shirts you guys are talking about are real. I'll be disappointed.
I can vision what they look like, and they look good. Number 37. Is that like 3 or 4 on the season? So we got to get that on there somewhere.
I think it should just be a fat head of Gavin.
Ah, that'd be kind of nice. On the backside of it, with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he has a great smile.
Danner from the end zone, a line drive punt, not a good one. This bounce is near the 35-yard line. It is picked up by Hageman. He falls forward near the 25. Nearly lost that one as he was trying to scoop it and run, but he falls forward, and Maryville will start with terrific field position as this third quarter comes down to about 1 minute left to go.
And that's a young fellow looking for the opportunity, seizing the opportunity, if you will, a little bit in a closer game. You might have a spirited conversation about that on the sideline, but up 41-0, Maryville got a young guy that's done nothing but great things from that punt returner spot, trying to create an opportunity for himself. Got to love the effort.
And as Hageman going in motion left to right, he will get the handoff, cuts up the middle, and he gets struck down from behind as he gets to the 21, a pickup of 4 for Carson Hageman. 30 seconds left to play here in the half. Maryville will have to snap about one more time. The play clock just 3 seconds ahead of the game clock. As we are barreling toward the fourth quarter, and Maryville barreling toward the semifinal round of district action. Bulls in motion left to right. The snap, the shield, the handoff goes up the middle. Some running room that time. That's Zach Voss. Voss works his way inside the 10-yard line, still fighting for it. They're going to blow this one dead, but a big run that time by Voss. He'll pick up, looks like 12 or 13, and Maryville ending the third quarter with a bang. Spoofhounds up 41-0 with a first and goal on the way. We will step aside and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Hounds driving a first and goal from the 9 on the way as we're about to start this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and as you can hear, possibly, we have an MHS Classic Bleacher Mania happening down on the sideline. And you can see senior cross-country runner and drummer Raymond Zout dressed as a wizard. Some would call him a wizard. He did score a very good score on his ACT, 36, if you will. So, very well-rounded student, very good drummer, very good runner.
And keeping that 36 streak alive, because we had another 36 last year, I'm pretty sure. Do you know that guy?
I do know that guy. Connor Blackford got a 36 on his ACT last year, and he was also a cross-country runner. Great, great guy if you know him. And, yeah, it's awesome to continue that legacy, not only with the ACT score, but also the cross-country runner. So pretty good similarities. If you have a kid, obviously you need to have them run cross-country if you want them to get a good ACT score.
Mm, nice.
Handoff. Allen picks up one. The next play, it looks like not much happening. Ben Jaster is going to be tackled for a loss of close to three. Listen, the ACT score is great, but I'm going to say what Connor did in the marathon in Colorado. Listen, that's the one that gets me.
Yeah.
Qualifying for the Boston Marathon in his first ever marathon.
Yeah, going to go out there with his dad in April, I think it is, and they're going to have that's going to be special because that is just one of those things that not everybody gets that opportunity. Even after qualifying, still a bit of a lottery. And so Connor Blackford representing Maryville and now even K-State a little bit in Boston. That's going to be a special experience.
Got a Lafayette injury, a player down right now, 11-13 to play in the football game. Maryville facing a fourth and goal from about the 13 after that loss of 4 or 5 on the previous play. While they check on him, let's step aside. We'll be back with more Maryville High School football.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from HLC Insurance. The annual election period for Medicare beneficiaries is now open through December 7th. Agent Caleb Wells can offer guidance and answer questions for customers exploring Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplements, or prescription drug plans. Additional information is at hlcinsurance.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, located in Maryville and Cameron. MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
11-13 to play. Maryville in front, 41-0, facing a third and goal from the 13 under center Shield. Behind him, it is Luke Allen. They'll put Hageman in motion. Now rolling left, Shield wants to throw for it toward the end zone. A flag falls. The ball is nearly brought in the end zone. It falls incomplete, but there was a flag. Okay, we've got a running clock here with Maryville in front by 41 in this fourth quarter.
Penalty stops the clock, unless you're playing Lafayette.
So, in the inside joke, for folks that might not have joined us last week or weren't at the football game, there are rules, right? Whenever the clock's supposed to stop, when it's up like this, which points, penalties,
injuries,
things along those
lines.
Can't take
a timeout.
Timeout.
However, when we played Lafayette the last 2 weeks, penalties have not stopped the clock, so somebody's not getting the memo. Now, they did just stop the clock there after they burned
because you mentioned it
several minutes off. So Gil Stone up there probably heard me because he's the one who always keeps me honest on this tips thing. Timeouts, injury, penalty, and scores, that's what gets the clock stopped. So he's up there telling somebody, hey, get that clock stopped. So 10:33 left in the quarter, trying to get you some updates from around the area. Pius still 55-0 over Chrisman.
Third and goal, the pass, Shield, that one is tipped at the line of scrimmage. It is caught, heading the other way, it is Lafayette, and a chance to take this one the distance. Jasser trying to track him down from behind. He's going to run out of steam. That is a pick six, Isaac Powell for Lafayette on a third and goal from the 17 for Maryville.
That's the kind of play that Lafayette needed all night long to be able to compete in this ball game, but does break a streak of seven completed, eight quarters of football against Maryville, where they get a score and erase that zero on the board. So last week, Maryville, a 42-0 win, up 41-0 here. Lafayette gets that interception return for a touchdown, puts six on the board. Maryville obviously still well in control of this game, but Lafayette finally cracks the egg.
10:13 to play, 41-6. Lafayette trying to get back into it.
Matt, I'm going to ask you a question. You can use your extensive knowledge to answer this question. But if you're Lafayette and you think that you have a bit of a chance, are you wanting Jaron Saunders to come back, walk on that field, and put on the uniform, or Diego Bernard?
Call a tease in the business. Tune in, and we'll tell you after the break. You're listening to Maryville High School Football Hounds up 41-7.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
41-7 is a pick six that got Lafayette on the board. Maryville still in front, though, with 10:13 left to play with Philip Porn and Caroline Porn. I'm Matt Tritton. Thanks for joining us. Caitlin Miller back in the studios this evening. All right, Philip, what was your question?
Okay, the question was, if you're Lafayette, you kind of think you might have a chance, 41-7, they just got to pick six, for them really to have a chance. If one guy walked onto the field for Lafayette, would you pick Diego Bernard or Jaron Saunders?
Well, I think the answer has to be Diego because he is just an absolute freak, and Northwest Missouri State basketball fans know that as Francisco Ramirez. The onside kick goes nowhere. That one returned by Maryville's Brett Long down to about the 43, so the Hounds take over. 10-11 left, up 41-7. Jaron Saunders, great quarterback, went on to Missouri Western after his high school career, but Diego's just something else.
Yeah, that 2017-2018 season, I was in Chillicothe when they beat them 54-38. Now, Chillicothe had finally broke through and beat Maryville on their home turf in that game on that night. Diego passed for over 300 yards. He rushed for over 100 yards. He returned a 65-yard interception for a touchdown. The guy is just truly unbelievable. Then he comes up here because people said, wait until he starts playing basketball. You think he's good on the football field. Wait until he plays some basketball. They go on into the Class 4 playoffs. They beat Excelsior. They take out Kearney. Finally, their season comes to an end against Platte County. But that 17-18 season has got to be one of those to remember with some really superstar athletes led by your guy, Diego Bernard.
Maryville with a false start to start this drive. They'll back up 5 yards. Diego is just otherworldly and could step out and play defense for you, too. Saunders put up crazy numbers, too. He was a heck of an athlete as well back there for Lafayette.
He's got like a number one overall passing yardage like record in the state, 684 yards passing against Atchison High School in Atchison, Kansas. So that's one of those pretty impressive things by Jaron Saunders.
Handoff goes to Zach Voss trying to break out left side. The ball knocked free. Diving on top of it was Crabb. The do-it-all running back linebacker here for Lafayette. Another Maryville turnover, back-to-back possessions. Still up comfortably, 41-7, but it is Lafayette football at the Maryville 33.
And now you've got to look at your defense to step it up a notch, snuff out this drive for Maryville. It's talking about stepping it up a notch. How about Craig Borey and Brian Lynn? They're stepping in tonight, supervision here at the Hound Pound. Tom Alvarez, we talked about running. He's getting ready to run a 10K down in Disney tomorrow, followed by a half marathon on Sunday. So shout out Tom Alvarez. Good luck on those races.
From the 33-yard line, it is Chapin in it. Quarterback throws this one deep, has a man caught for a touchdown. Lafayette trying to battle back. It was Klein. The quarterback we've seen throughout the night went deep for that one. Eli Chapin with the touchdown pass from 33 yards out.
Lafayette with a little bit of life here. They tried an onside kick last at bat, if you will. So we'll see if they try that after this extra point. Trying to put something together, trying to think that maybe they could build some momentum into this fourth quarter, but it is just not enough time on the clock, you'd think, for them to mount a big enough comeback, as Maryville probably going to stiffen up a little bit on defense here as the last 9 minutes click off. They just need to put one more drive together and really snuff this out.
A swinging gate here for Lafayette with seven to the left, one split out wide to the right. Klein takes the snap, and he's going to be hit at the five and dropped right there. Nothing doing that time as they try to get a little bit tricky. It was Ziegler coming up with a tackle in the backfield. The conversion no good, 9:37 to play. Hounds still up 41-13. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lafayette mounting a bit of a comeback. Didn't score until this fourth quarter. A pick six, then a fumble recovery that led to a 33-yard touchdown pass. And they're down 41-13. Another onside kick by Ramirez. Taken at the 45 by Sadler View. He drops immediately, and that's where Maryville will start the next drive.
Maryville been rolling all night long, seeing the opportunity for some other guys to filter in, get some playing time, and Lafayette trying to take advantage of that. So nice to see some of the young guys get an opportunity. Again, keep that building of the culture going, getting young guys opportunities on a Friday night under the lights to get some carries, to make some contact at the line of scrimmage, get your quarterbacks exposure. A couple of seniors that are big-time contributors, get them on the field as well. Really classy by Coach Matt Webb.
Shield will pitch this one out right side. Hageman, nowhere to go. Crabb back there to slow things down and waits for the rest of the defense to come in. The tackle for a loss as Hageman is driven back for a loss of three. And that will get the clock moving once again.
Lost our running clock when Savannah decided to put 13 points on the board, so that 35-point differential no longer there. Score update, Cameron 35, Benton 12. Winner of that game goes on to play number one seed Richmond. And Chillicothe still up over Northeast. They did allow a score, but they're up 42-6.
They fake the pitch to Jaster. The handoff goes to Amy. Amy has some running room. He gets out near a first down before he is tripped up at the 46-yard line. He crossed midfield. They got backed up to a second down and 12. Amy will pick up 11.
Good run for Caden Amy. Of course, older brother Colton Amy, one of those big-time contributors last year and the year before as a defensive back and a running back. So Caden making big brother proud there on that 11-yard scamper.
Maryville now facing a third down and one. The ball spotted at the Lafayette 46-yard line. Excuse me. I formation behind Shield, turns, gives. This one goes up the middle. Some running room as Jaster got out across the 40. Got wrapped up, dropped from behind. Went down hard near the 35. This will be a pickup of 11, and a flag was dropped by the officials.
Boy, that time, everybody in the crowd, you kind of hear a collective, oh, and there's a flag down, but Jaster was going one way, and his body kind of took a sudden stop there, but that's because of a face mask, and that does add 15 yards onto that carry for Jaster.
Went for 11 plus the 15, so a huge pickup puts Maryville at the 20-yard line. High formation again behind Shield. Fullback is Allen. Behind him, Jaster. Jaster, another carry inside the 10-yard line. Has room. He'll take this one all the way to the house. After the penalty, they get to the 20. And Jaster, a big lane, took that one to the end zone. And Maryville back on top, 47-13.
Good running that time by Jaster. Nice, tough running. Keeping his balance, showing off that speed. And great to see yet another Spoofhound find pay dirt. So tonight, you've got five guys that have found the end zone, make it six with Jaster's run there. So Maryville looking really strong, kind of open the door a little bit for Lafayette to give them just a sense of hope, snuff that candle out on that drive.
Bellamy on for the PAT. High snap brought down by Shield. The kick is on the way. It is through the uprights. 48-13, Maryville up with 8 minutes even left to play. We'll step aside, back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
48-13, Maryville on top of Lafayette. Spoofhounds trying to pick up back-to-back wins over the Fighting Irish. Last week it was 42-0 in St. Joseph. As View gets this kick away, it is taken from about the 17-yard line by Carter Bruce. Angles right side, outside the numbers, up the sideline, spins. He is hit, wrapped up by McAtee. View comes in to help out. A good return out near the 38.
Seen a lot of former Spoofhounds here at the ball game tonight. Connor Blackford just snuck in. You have to wonder if he ran here from Manhattan, Kansas in preparation for that marathon.
What was your time in the marathon? 2:41. That's a good half marathon time. Tack on 13 more miles.
2:41 right after the state track meet, too. What, about a week or two? 2 weeks after? And at altitude. But, Matt, young guy like yourself, altitude doesn't really probably affect you much, but old guys like myself, it's
see, but you say young, but I am still twice Connor's age. So put that into perspective.
That mustache, though, brings out the youth in you.
You like that? It's good, right? 7 minutes to play, clock ticking. Lafayette with the football down 48-13 out of the pistol. The pitch from Klein goes to Chapin. He wants to throw deep down the left sideline. That one way too far for Evan Parksell, as Coach Doherty pulling out all the stops after his team's already down 35.
We talked about trickeration in the ballgame. I got a couple of texts from people wanting a definition of trickeration, coming up with the Urban Dictionary definition. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what
However,
that means either.
That was trickeration right there. About the third or fourth time we've seen Coach Doherty bring it out, that's about your only chance to put points on this stout Maryville defense. You've got some guys, again, two deep roster out there getting some experience, but playing true to that, not allowing the big play.
Now, they've scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
One's a pick six, yep. One's a penalty, or a turnover gave them a short field. They have not been able to drive the length of the field on Maryville, which says a lot about what this defense is doing tonight and what they've done throughout the year. As Lafayette wants a timeout, 6:07 left to play in tonight's football game. Maryville up 48-13, well on their way to a Class 3 District 8 semifinal meeting next week. We will take a quick break and be back with more on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Second and 10 on the way for Lafayette. 6:07 to play in the ballgame. With Philip Porn and Caroline Porn, I'm Matt Trin. Our spotter for the evening, Nate Blackford. As the end around goes to Thuston, now he pitches it back, trying to get it to Hankins. Hankins passing deep right side. It is through the hands of his intended receiver, Parksell. More of that trickeration, Philip, talking about an incomplete pass that time by the receiver.
Again, another fine example of trickeration, trying to get your defense to flow one way, create an opening down the field. Not a bad-looking pass, just went through the hands of the Lafayette receiver. And, boy, Lafayette, they took a shot. That was number 13 for Lafayette, and he was slow to get up, and rightfully so because he had a couple of hounds in his face. So Hankins able to get off the field. But he took a shot that time.
Clock still moving with this point spread in favor of Maryville, 48-13, a third and 10 coming. Chapin, the give to Crabb, patiently going left side, now cuts up the middle, fighting through some tacklers, now going to be drugged backwards. A couple different Spoofhounds getting in on that tackle, including Caden Amy. Also getting up from the bottom of that pile, we're seeing Sean Mahoney and Brennan McElvain.
Chase Piverell in there as well. Again, some guys on the two deep getting their opportunity here to get some playing time, get some opportunities, see how this plays out on the big field on the big night, on Friday night under the lights. We talked about how nice it was to be home, to be on this turf again after playing our one and only game on natural grass last week in Lafayette, and they're shutting that stadium down. They're going to turf for the foreseeable future.
Handoff goes right side. Bruce, his first carry of the night on fourth and true. Big gain. He'll get down near the 45-yard line and pick up 8 yards. You're listening to Spoofhound Football here on KXCV Maryville. KRNW Chillicothe. Coming up on 4 minutes to play as, again, Maryville stepping up. A lot of different guys putting big hits on, but the thing you love to see, especially with the second string, Phillip, everybody rallies to the football. It's not sitting back watching your friend make the tackle. It's, I want to get in on that hit too.
Yep, everybody getting their opportunity. And, again, that's just that culture of Spoofhound football. It starts young, and these guys love to be out there putting a lick on a guy from Lafayette.
Chapin fakes the give, tries to get outside, bounces off one man. Then he is wrestled down by Luke Allen, a pickup of just about two that time. Second down and 8 on the way.
Seeing Luke Allen being aggressive. You're seeing a sophomore in Haddon Baker, number 32. He's a running back. He's a linebacker on that play, playing some good linebacker play. He is quick. He's fast. He's fearless. Haddon Baker right there, too. So you've got two guys, and Luke and Haddon, boy, they are going to be a force to deal with down the road. They are just tough, tough running backs and linebackers.
Elias Chapin had 174 rushing yards against Chillicothe a few weeks back. The last 2 weeks combined against Maryville, he has got a total of 35 yards on 11 carries. The Spoofhounds, first string, second string, everybody doing a nice job of bottling up this rushing attack for the Irish. Klein wants to go deep down the right sideline, has his man. That is Hankins, makes the catch, hit immediately at the 12, goes down there. But a big play that time. Kate Namey comes up to make that tackle. But as Phillip points out to me, there is a flag in the backfield.
Right on the Spoofy 50-yard line. The Spoofy is yellow. The flag by Spoofy is also yellow. And everyone making the march back down the field. So good pitch and catch. But it's going to go for naught as Lafayette going to be penalized on this play. And they're going to be backing up the bus.
The MEC representing well this evening. Of course, Maryville beating up on one of its own. Chili up 44-6. Savannah up 63-0. Oh, 50-6 now.
50-6 there. Cameron 42-12 over Benton. Pius 62-14. You said Savannah 63-0. Chillicothe, the score we're keeping a close eye on, 50-6. Chillicothe will be in town next Friday night here at the Hound Pound, 7 o'clock. And hope that you can make it out there. And if not, give us a listen on the radio. Do both. See a lot of people with an ear pod in here at the Hound Pound giving us a listen, I hope, and hopefully getting some good information, good stats. KXCV, a great partner for the school district, a great partner for Spoofhound football. And I know you stay quite busy this time of year because you're not only doing Spoofhound football, you're doing Bearcat football, and then now basketball is getting ready to fire up. The women had a game, exhibition game, Monday or Tuesday, is that right?
Monday against Living the Dream, won that one. Got a lot of young players involved there. Playing Ashland, the fifth-ranked team in the country, tomorrow at 3:30. Second down play, an incomplete pass down the right sideline for Klein. He'll go left sideline this time, looking for his man. That one falls incomplete. Nice coverage down the field for Maryville. Coming up to knock that one away, that was Charles Jordan, the freshman, 5'8", 125-pounder. Did not let Evan Parksell pull that one in for Lafayette. That'll bring up a 4th and 20.
Put all 5'8 into that throw, that pass defense, if you will. Let's say he's living
the dream.
Pumping
up the crowd.
Pumping up the
crowd.
That's
awesome.
He's living the dream. And after I get my Gavin McAtee-Sackety shirt, the next shirt I'm getting is I'm getting one that says Living the Dream, because I get to do that every Friday night. Standing next to you, Matt.
Unbelievable. 1 minute left to go. A 4th and 20 on the way. It'll be a punt here as Danner wants to fake it. He's going to take off and run right side. He's got a long way to go. He's not going to get there.
That's a long way to go. That's optimism right there.
That's probably country mile.
That's
my
third T-shirt. Optimism on a country mile, fourth down play. So
optimism on a country mile. That sounds like Connor Blackford running the gravel roads, training for a marathon. So Danner needed 20. He picked up maybe 5. I believe there was a flag. They're going to say this was on Maryville, it appears.
One might call that trickeration right there.
You know, I'm not really sure where the trickery, I don't know, whatever.
Halloween, trick or treat.
Yeah, Halloween was yesterday. You guys were talking about setting up a Christmas tree earlier.
That's true. I don't think Thanksgiving gets the credit it gets. That's a great holiday. All you have to do is show up and eat, watch the Detroit Lions play, followed
Cowboys
by the Cowboys,
yeah.
And then whatever game's on that evening.
What do you dress up as for Thanksgiving?
A turkey. Do you ever do turkey trot?
Every Thanksgiving I can.
Yep. There's a big one in Springfield. We usually do that. I think it's the biggest one in the state.
Big one downtown Maryville. We'll be putting one on Thanksgiving morning right here in Maryville. Starts at 4th and Buchanan. You can register for that one online. Just go to the downtown Maryville website. As 4th and 9 after the penalty on Maryville. Klein wants to throw. Lobs this one. Has a receiver. That one falls incomplete. Amy on the coverage. That one intended for Thuston. And that will just about do it. Down to 25 seconds left to go in this one. Maryville's going to pick up win number 6.
No flag on that play. So, yes, truly a turnover on downs. Maryville to pick up the ball. Clock begins to run. And Maryville picks up the win. We'll look forward to playing Chillicothe next Friday night here at the Hound Pound, 7 o'clock. Tune in for what we hope will be another great Maryville football game, and if this offense can continue to mature and grow, We said it all night long. They're going to be a tough, tough out, Class 3 football.
Leaps and bounds. You know, even through a couple back-to-back losses, we saw Lutheran North and Savannah. You still saw little bits and pieces coming along the way. Now back-to-back really good games against Lafayette. See what they can do next week. We'll get you set for that matchup and more coming up. Spoofhound postgame on the way. We will go through your stats. We will hear from Coach Webb and get you set up for all your broadcasts for Northwest Missouri State coming up tomorrow. All that coming up right here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We'll be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Back out at the Hound Pound, Maryville rolls tonight. 48-13 is the final. The Spoofhounds move to 6-4 and on to the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. Meanwhile, Lafayette, their season comes to a close. They are 2-8 with tonight's loss, and their season wrapped up with back-to-back losses to the Hounds. Maryville won 42-0 last week in St. Joseph, and tonight a 48-13 final with Philip Porin and Caroline Porin. Caitlin Miller back in the KXCV KRNW studios for us this evening. Philip, take us through some of these Maryville stats and what was a dominant game.
Explosive night for Maryville on the offensive side of the football. 437 total yards. That's a great offensive output. That's the likes of what we were getting used to seeing last year, and that was a lot through the air. But now Maryville going ground and pound, doing a tremendous job at that point of attack, that offensive line, and a number of guys getting their hands on the football with big-time carries. Rarely did we see tonight any negative plays, any negative rush yards, and that's a sign that your offensive line is winning in the trenches. But let's go through a couple guys in particular. Love the progression of your quarterback, Jackson Dredge. He went 4-for-4 tonight, 2 touchdowns, an 8-yarder, a 10-yarder. Great night for the young quarterback. Then you also had a chance to see Will Schill come in. He goes 1-of-3 tonight, had a 15-yard completion. And, again, you just like to see how this offense is starting to try to get that passing game more involved and getting those play calls early in the offensive series. So love to see that. On the rushing side of the ball, again, a number of guys that had a chance to carry the ball. Sadler View kind of gets a break tonight. 4 carries, 19 yards. Didn't need him to be the workhorse. Gavin McAtee, 5 carries, 23 yards, 1 4-yard touchdown. Brody Shepard, he had himself a football night. A 44-yarder, a 36-yarder. Brody Shepard,
6 carries, 126 yards on the ground, 2 receptions, 1 8-yard touchdown, a 15-yard reception. That kid played lights-out football tonight. Get him going in this playoffs, and it adds that extra dimension for the Maryville offense. We also saw Cannon Creason come back. He got himself a touchdown. He had a 30-yard carry, 3 carries, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Old Zach Voss got in the action, too. He had 3 carries for 28 yards. He had a 20-yard touchdown run. Several guys getting involved in the football game tonight. 7 or 8 guys scoring touchdowns. So it wasn't just one guy, one quarterback looking for one guy in the air, one running back getting all the carries. It was well distributed throughout the course of this football game. That's your offense playing tremendous football. 73 yards through the air, 364 on the ground, owning the clock when they needed to. The defense complemented them so well. Number of guys with sacks, a number of tackle for loss type of plays. Maryville putting it together at the right time. They talk about peaks in sports, and if you're going to start that peak, you want to start peaking now. And Maryville looks to be moving in the right direction.
For the Fighting Irish this evening, Lafayette finished the night with 99 total yards, 65 of them through the air, 33 coming on just one pass there in that second half, 34 rushing yards in the football game, only 2 in the second half. Maryville, nice job defensively throughout today's football game. Spoofhounds also had 5 sacks, had an interception, and just really flying all over the field here this evening. They pick up a 48-13 win. Move to 6-4 and on to the Class 3 District 8 semifinals. We're joined now in the booth by Maryville head coach Matt Webb. Coach, appreciate your time, and pretty fun one there to get back at home. You had to see Lafayette back-to-back weeks, but came out, executed, and really ran away with this one from the start.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way we came out, and, you know, we weren't sloppy. You know, the kids were focused, and, you know, I really felt like, you know, I kind of commented throughout the week we had a really good attitude, and that can be hard to do when you've, you know, you go into last week and you beat a team, you know, convincingly, and then you're like, oh, okay, we play them again. And that can be hard to do, to have a good attitude. And just at this time of year, just the guys enjoy being around each other. We've had a good week of practice, and I'm just glad to see us execute the way we did, especially the first half. And, you know, obviously Jackson Dritt had some really nice plays and kind of opened it up, and we were able to run the ball. And then defensively did a good job shutting them down. So just thought we executed really good.
Jackson, you know, he's talented, a young man out there, the confidence building each and every week, had some really good passes. The 39-yard touchdown run, though, that might be the one that kind of opened up the eyes of all right. We know he's an athlete, but, man, the instincts just kind of seemed like they took over there, breaking tackles, making cuts.
Yeah, I think he said it, and that's kind of what I see, the same things you guys do in game situations. You know, it's the confidence. And I think it's just kind of growing each play and in each week. And, you know, he had you know, some decisions there to where he threw a shorter ball, but it was one I just remembered to Sadler. Could have had a deep shot, but may have not have been a more higher percentage throw. But he took the shorter throw to Sadler, and that's good to see him making those progressions and making those decisions. And then, yeah, you know, the long scramble that turned into a long run, that shows his athleticism, and it takes confidence to tuck the ball and run and pick up what you can get. You know, you want to get a first down, but then, yeah, his athleticism, he kind of turns into, you know, a basketball player on the floor, on the grass there, and took it and went.
Kind of had the Brody Shepherd breakout game tonight, too. Had well over 100 yards rushing, caught a couple passes as well. And this is one of those kids that, again, you kind of see little bits and pieces of, like, there's something there, then all of a sudden has a game like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brody's, again, he's very talented. And, you know, we've been kind of encouraging him to use his speed more. You know, he's a physical kid. He likes, you know, contact. But at the same time, at running back, when you can get out in space and use your speed, he's a really good track athlete, and I kind of, again, kind of get out in open space, and saw him get the sideline a couple times, and then, you know, same thing, getting Cannon Creason back and seeing a little speed there too, and you know, that mix in with Sadler and Gavin and, you know, the other running backs, and it's a good 1-2 punch. But you had to see those guys in the open field. It was good to see.
We've got you listed for five different guys coming up with a sack here tonight. Your defense was flying around. They were hitting. They were all about it here this evening. We talked about the depth last week of seeing the young guys get involved. But, again, the pass rush, the linebackers, all those guys making plays, even down to the very end. Old Charles Jordan, the freshman, stepping up with a pass breakup, too. Had to be fun to see.
That was, you know, and the sideline got excited. And it's fun to see, you know, like I said, high school guys that maybe juniors and seniors and you know, seniors, they know it's playoff time, and their time in those Spoofound uniforms is winding down, you know, especially come playoff time, and you never know week in and week out. But to see them get excited for Charles, who, you know, he may not be the tallest guy or the biggest guy, but we told him, you know, you play with technique, and that guy he was going against is probably a foot and a half taller than him, but he got in good phase position on him and got a good PBU there. So it was exciting to see somebody like that make a play.
All right, Coach, we'll get to be right back here next week, so let's do it all again, right?
Yeah, I've got Chillicothe Hornets coming to town, so be another rematch of a regular season game, and it's always fun to play the Hornets here. They always travel good. It's playoff time. We've had some good playoff matches with them back in the days and through the years, and I guarantee they'll be coming in ready to run the football and play some stout defense, so we're going to need to have a good week and just try and go 1-0 again.
Coach, thank you for the time. Nice win tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb joining us. 48-13 is our final. The Spoofhounds 6-4 and on to the district semifinals. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up on KEXCV KRNW.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Another winner tonight for Maryville, back-to-back victories, and back-to-back victories over Lafayette, 48-13, our final this evening as Maryville jumped on top early. They were up 35-0 at halftime and just really never looked back in this one. So, Philip, we talk about confidence. We talk about what this team's playing with right now. It feels like Chillicothe next week is kind of running into a buzzsaw.
Maryville clicking on all the right cylinders at the right time. It felt like your quarterback was getting himself comfortable. You saw him making plays even when he wasn't really supposed to, moving to his left as a right-handed quarterback, making throws across the field. One of those a touchdown pass. You saw Brody Shepherd really turn his game up a notch. If those guys can continue to contribute in the same way that they did tonight, Maryville's gonna have, boy, a lot to look forward to moving forward in this district. But even beyond the district, you could see this Maryville team just being that really tough out for someone down the road. Next week, it's Chillicothe that's going to get their chance. They are all over northeast of Kansas City. They are up 58-6 as that third quarter has ended and look to be ready to be a traveling team here to Maryville next week. We're keeping an eye on the Cameron Benton score. That game is at a 48-12 fourth quarter. Cameron up right now. They become our best friends next week, hoping that they can go to Richmond and put some MEC love on Richmond. If they can pull off an upset over in Richmond, that means that Maryville has an opportunity to play for another district title at home, their third opportunity in 3 years that we've been doing the broadcast anyway. So rooting for Cameron next week as they go to Richmond. Obviously rooting for Maryville as they take on Chillicothe. A couple other scores. Savannah playing in Class 4 playoffs. They are up 77-0 over the Southeast of Kansas City Knights. And St. Pius has finished off in Class 5 playoffs. They have beat the Chrisman Bears 69-14. So MEC well represented tonight. MEC a force to be reckoned with as they go through these playoffs, and they are showing up and showing out everywhere tonight around the area.
And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, following the Spoofhounds, kind of looking at it saying, all right, great opportunity, but not overlooking what Chillicothe's bringing. Silas Midget, senior, one of the best running backs in the state. That's going to be tough. I also think drilling down deep at the end of the day, there's just a certain, you talk about, you know, Mary or the MEC and representing. I think regardless of what happens on this field on Friday night of next week, I think everybody's going to be looking, saying, go do something for us, Cameron. Go make that statement for the Midland Empire Conference, because we see it week in and week out. And the record for Cameron's not great, but we know how tough this league is and how tough-nosed those kids are in the style of football they play. And you know that West Bell has them playing some tough football and obviously getting a win over a Benton team that beat Chillicothe last week. So they're not playing poor football right now. So that'll be one I think everybody's going to be circling, saying, We're pulling for the league and hoping a bit that Cameron gets that win next week.
Yeah, we'll keep our listeners posted too as we're calling the Chillicothe game here, but we'll make sure that we keep an eye on that Cameron Richmond game as well next week and keep you posted on whether or not it looks like Cameron can do us all a favor and, again, like you said, show up and show out for the MEC conference, but also get that win, which would bring the district title game to Maryville if Maryville can play and continue to play as good a football as they did tonight. Replicate that next week against another common foe in Chillicothe. Maryville has owned the Hornets over the last decade and a half or so. So Maryville will have to come back to practice, like Gavin McAtee said in your show this morning. He's going to come practice, going to have to be well prepared, going to have to be coachable, going to have to look at some tape and see what they can do to improve, look at the schemes, do the right things, put themselves in position to get a win next week in the semifinals of this District 8.
Be a great opportunity for the Spoofhounds. We've got more athletics coming for you tomorrow. It'll be Northwest Missouri State University. Bearcat football is taking on Northeastern State. That is a 1:30 kickoff. We will have pregame beginning at 12:30. John Coffey will be on the call for that football game coming for you tomorrow right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball gets things underway tomorrow as well. They'll be playing in the D2 CCA Tip-Off Classic at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. The Bearcat women getting underway at 3:30. They're taking on the fifth-ranked team in the country, the Ashland University Eagles. You'd like to listen to that basketball game, excuse me. We'll have that here on kxcv.org. It'll be streaming, and it will also be on our app, the Bearcat Public Media app. We have a few different tabs going, one that's the main tab, one that's the Maryville tab, and one that is the Bearcat tab. If you click on the Bearcat tab and click play, you'll be able to hear that Northwest Missouri State women's basketball game tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 tip-off, 3 o'clock pregame, taking on number 5 Ashland. So a lot coming up for you throughout this weekend Bearcat-wise, and, of course, right back here next Friday night, Maryville and Chillicothe, a 7 o'clock kickoff. We will begin our broadcast from the Hound Pound at 6:30. Philip, fun as always, and do it again next week.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. We'll be right back here at home in the beautiful confines of the Hound Pound. Looking forward to another Maryville win. They've got to put in the work this week, and I think they will. And looks like they could get on a roll here.
That'll wrap things up for us here from the Hound Pound. Maryville, a 48-13 win over Lafayette. The Spoofhounds are now 6-4 on the season, while Lafayette's season ends at 2-8. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Maryville head football coach Matt Webb for joining us pre- and post-game. Our sideline reporter Caroline Porin back in the Maryville studios. Kaylin Miller guiding things for us. Our spotter in the booth this evening, Nate Blackford. And for my partner, Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from the Hound Pound.